जयम शुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जयम निथिलीला प्रविष्ट विशुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंद गौड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनमाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरुवन गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमामिषपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता मह्यं ददाति स्वपदाम्बिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं दं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललितां श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवर्षभानुविदेवी दैदाय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञानं दायिने प्रभवे नमः ज्वलप्रेमाद्या श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोऽस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणि श्रीमूर्तये दीनधारिणे रूपानुगविरुद्धावा सिद्धान्तद्वान्दहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद् वैराग्यमूर्तये विफलम्बरसाम्भोदे पादाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते गौराविर्भवभूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्टा सज्जनप्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशात्विकम् हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगल्पदे गोपेश गोपिका कांद राधा कांद नमोस्तु ते जय अं सुरदोपाङ्गोर्मम मन्दमदीर्घदि मत्सर्वसपदाम्भोजौ राधा मदनमोहनौ दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमन्रत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमन्राधाशील गोविन्ददेवौ प्रेष्टालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमन्रासनसारम्भी वंशी वटतटस्थित కర్షాన్ వేణుస్వనేర్గోపేర్ గోపినాథాశ్రయస్తునాః తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుదే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం పార్థాయ ప్రతిబోధితాం భగవదాం నారాయణేన స్వయం వ్యాసేన గ్రథితాం పురాణ మునినాం మధ్యే మహాభారతం అద్వైతామృతవర్షిణీం భగవతీం అష్టాదశాధ్యాయినీం అంబ త్వామనుసందనామి భగవద్గీతే భవద్వేషిణీం నమోస్తుతే వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే పుల్లారవిందాయత పత్రనేత్ర యేన త్వయా భారత తైలపూర్ణ ప్రజ్వాలితో జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీప ప్రపన్న వారిజాతాయ తోత్రవే త్రైగవాణయే జ్ఞానముద్రాయ కృష్ణాయ గీతామృతదుహే నమః సర్వౌపనిషదో గావో దుగ్ధా గోపాలనందన పార్థో వల్స సుదీర్భోక్త దుగ్ధం గీతామృతం మహద్ వసుదేవసుదం దేవం కంస చాణూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం భీష్మద్రోణతటాజయద్రత జల గాంధార నీలోల్పల శల్యగ్రాహవదీ కృపేణ మహనీ కర్ణేన వేలాకుల అశ్వత్థామా వికర్ణ ఘోరమకరా దుర్యోధనావర్తిని సోత్తీర్ణ ఖలు పాండవైరణ నదీ కైవర్తక కేశవాం పారాశర్యవజసరోజమలం గీతార్థగంధోల్కటం నానాఖ్యానకేసరం హరికథ సంబోధనాభూదిదం లోకై సజ్జనషల్పదైరహరహప్యమీయమానం ముదాభూయాత్ భారత పంకజ కలిమల ధ్వంసిన శ్రేయసే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం యం బ్రహ్మా వరుణేంద్ర రుద్రమరుదస్త్వన్ వంది దివ్యైస్తవైర్వేదైర్ సాంగపదైర్ క్రమౌపనిషదైర్ గాయంతియం సామగాః ధ్యానావస్థిత తద్గతేన మనసా పశ్యంతియం యోగినో యస్యాందం న విదుసురా సురగణై దేవాయ తస్మై నమః So, yesterday when we discussed this 17th chapter, at the end, we were talking about this Abhalakankshibhir Yajno, the 11th verse. Abhalakankshibhir Yajno, Vididrushtoya Mijyade, Yashtavya Meveti Mana, Samadhayasa Satviya. That's what we were talking about. What we have to understand from there is this, that Krishna mentions that the nature of Sattvika Yajnam, that means something is Sattvikam in the, of course we'll say mood of goodness, but Sattvikam is more than that, Sattvikam. Sattvikam means that what is done properly, which will elevate a person spiritually, that's what Sattvikam means, that will elevate him further. So, three, four things we mentioned yesterday. First thing to understand that life has to be a yajnam. That is what Krishna is pointing at. If life is not a yajnam, if it is only sense gratification, selfishness, interest, then it won't go further. It will get stuck there. It doesn't take up further. And in order to do that, a few things Krishna mentions there. What are they? Aparakankshibhir yajnam. From there you can understand Krishna is saying to us that in our life, daily life, as we discussed about this relationship problems, you can see relationship is not a real thing. It is an artificial thing. Because as far as Krishna is concerned, you can see throughout Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying to us, reality is Atma, not relationships. Relationships are all false things. And you are trying to fix this false thing again and again and again with our various programs. How is it going to work? It won't work. Relationship is a false thing. That's the first thing to understand. Just like Krishna has told us, society is a false thing. Personality is a false thing. These are all false things. Ego is this personality, is it not? What we project ourselves as our ego in the world is this so-called personality, which is a false thing. Atma is the reality. Atma has no ego. This ego is a subtle thing. So, ego is a false thing. Personality is a false thing. Then, society is a false thing. And again, relationship is a false thing. All three things are false. So, we have to be convinced about that first. Otherwise, we can't move on to the spiritual platform. We are stuck in the material level. As long as we have this understanding that I am a person, I'm born in this place, I've got this body, I have this identity, I'm that, I'm this. These are all false things. It is no reality. So therefore, personality itself is a false thing. So many times, that is why we are called a jiva. This jiva's nature is to identify with the ego and project himself as a personality in the world. So on a higher level, on a transcendental nature, when you transcend the designations and come to the platform of the spiritual life, then these things will fall off. Personality will go, society will go, relationships will also will go along with that. But there is another important point there. Krishna mentions that. That if you feel that you are not out of these three things, and if you have to function in this world, if you are still having these relationships between people, the only way it can work without problem is if there is dharmam in there. If you give up dharmam and you try to promote relationships, it will not work. This is the reason. That is why rishis are so deeper in their understanding of these things. We can even imagine that, how deeper they have gone into these kind of situations. So their point is, that if you still have this problem, I'm not come out of it yet. I still have the difficulty, relationship with the family, relationship with the friends, society, this, that and the other. Everywhere relationships I'm still seeing in a relationship level, relative platform. In which case, Krishna is saying that the only way it can work is if there is dharmam in that relationships. If there is dharmam, it will operate. But that is not the reality again. Reality is there is no such thing as relationship. Everything drops away once we come to the spiritual platform. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. Krishna is saying, abhala kamshaya siddhi. But in order to free ourselves from this relationship, that is where abhala kamshaya yajna comes. That if we engage our activities in such a way as a yajnam, and if that yajnam is abhyakankshibi, that means without desires, expectation of any results, vididrishtoya ijyade yashtavyam evedi manaha samadhayasa sattvika. That is the Krishna's point. Two things. One thing, it has to be without expectations, everything what we do in our yajnam. Secondly, all those things should be authorized by the Shastram. You can't manufacture these things. That is what Krishna is saying. Because if Krishna has saying like that, it must mean something. Otherwise, he wouldn't say like that. He insists that it should be. Because you remember in the last chapter, when he concluded, he said, Ya shastra vidimul srajya vartade kamakarata. Tasmal shastram pramanande karya karya vyavastido. So, it is from those two verses, this chapter was born. Those two verses. So again in this chapter, Krishna is saying that if it is in the sattvya nature, in the mode of sattugunam, then it has to be avilakamkshibir yajnam and vididrishto ijyade. According to the vidhi only ijyade. Ijyade means yajnam. Only vididrishtoya ijyade, otherwise not. So that is what we were talking about yesterday. So, and we mentioned there also that our present world where we live today, how it is, devoid of all these things, isn't it? Devoid of this understanding. We are again and again establishing ourselves as individuals and personality. And in relationships also, we want to put a barrier between people. And that's the worst thing to do. The way things can develop into problems is coming from there, when you put this barrier between people. So, therefore, Krishna says, yajnam. And one of the things he mentioned was that everything has to be given. Giving is the solution to the problem, rather than collecting. Giving it out as much as possible in life and finish up the debt to everybody. That's what Krishna is saying to us. You finish up your debt to everyone in this world so that you don't have to pull back again here. So that is what that karmam evam pravartidam chakram nanuvartaya atitaya. Remember in the third chapter that karmam evam pravartidam chakram, that wheel, how it keeps moving, nanuvartaya atitaya. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. And I mentioned also that our attachment is present in our nervous system. This attachment everywhere. So therefore, Ayurvedam, generally, it's one of their treatment process. If some illnesses where they have no medicines to offer, they will say, they know that. In the olden days particularly, they knew this. Their recommendation will be given charity things. And so that is no other medicine for them. That something like depressions and things like that, if it develops in a person. Normally in the past, this depression was not such a big problem because people lived more in a natural way. In the modern world, the depression has become a very serious issue, isn't it? But in the olden days, it didn't happen, a depression in such levels like it's happening now. We have other new diseases that's come about from that. So if it is depression and things like that, they used to say to them that something, there is some heavy baggage behind. So, in order, they'll suggest to them that you give so much amount in charity, especially if you could afford that. And because, in order to have that faith in that, you need some instructions like that. Otherwise, people, when they become too absorbed in the world, what happens is, due to the attraction to the world, accumulation and it becomes too absorbed in that, and that becomes a problem inside, finding it difficult to give it up again from inside. And therefore, it turns into certain problems like the indigestion, constipation, things like that. And if you make their life a little bit lighter, and if they hand over something away from their wealth, whatever they have, if you hand it over, and then when they see that happiness in the person's face who is receiving it, then naturally in his inside there will be a lightness in the heart. By sharing with somebody or giving away something, that lightness will come to him in a natural way. His heart, that heart of attachment inside, Hridayagrandhi, Krishna calls it, and all the nervous system, everything is holding on to this false ego inside very strongly. And if you loosen it up, and if it gets spread around into others, and when it gets lighter, his health will come back to him. His health will come back to him. It's understandable because the disease is not physical. It's more mental and more in the mind and the ego. That's causing him problem. So it is in such situations, if you look yourself, you can see that by giving away, you will free yourself from a big calamity in life, which otherwise would have happened in life. That is why this giving is important. Not for anything else, not for their benefit, your own benefit, we have to do that. So, never to think that because normally in our working life and in our family life, we don't get time to think about all these things, isn't it? In a subtle level, we are not time to absorb in that. because most of the time is taken away by the business or the working life and things like that. And therefore, we forget these things that what Krishna has told us to do. So, because we forget that Krishna's instructions, especially when these chapters in the first 3-4 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, and also again Krishna is saying here that abhalakankshibir yajnam, life has to be such a yajnam, it should be abhalakankshibir, without any expectations, share everything with others and they will get released from a lot of disturbances and distress in life. That is Krishna's recommendations to us. So this charity is a medicine. Charity is actually a medicine. And in the past, what you remember is this. In the past, you won't get people to take it. Even if you want to give it, people won't accept it. People won't accept it. Because they know very well that when you receive the accept the charity from someone, they were frightened that they will have to accept your karma also along with that to some degree. So therefore, they won't come. Even if you invite the brahmanas, very first class brahmanas, they won't accept charity. That was their parigraham was avoided by them all the time. And there were many people who were willing to give, but and they were very finding it very difficult to receive it. Finding it very difficult to receive it. And even while receiving that, there are certain mantras to chant. They were conscious of all this. In a very subtle level, they understood the complexities of all this, giving, taking. So they used to have certain mantras for chanting. You will see in the books, in the Smriti, those mantras are mentioned, number of them. When you receive the charity, what mantram you should chant. So, Aba Punandu Punandu Mama Sarvam Punandu, it goes like that a long distance. So, the mantram what says is that in their life, if they have received any pratigraham, pratigraham means like this, somebody offered you something and you have taken it for your living in this world or whatever it may be. So praying to Krishna to destroy that and turn it into ashes, not to have any reactions coming from that. This is how they received the pratigraham or charity. So, therefore, it was impossible to find anybody to receive it. And that is why in the olden days, if you found somebody to receive the charity, the one who gives, he'll be very happy that he was able to give it to somebody, isn't it? Because he thinks that at least he has come to receive it. That is the reason that after giving the charity, you give a dakshina as well. And that the dakshina is for this purpose, for accepting charity. Can you imagine that? No. These days, they will tell you the account and get it from you. That's how this modern understanding, I'm saying, how much we have fallen away from the reality. In the ancient times, this is not long back, we are talking about 50, 60 years ago even, before our society has changed so drastically now. But them days, it was like that. That after they have given them what as charity they wanted to give, separately, they'll give them a dakshina as well. And this is how dakshinas have come. Dakshina started like this. So, and not only that, the principle is that the one who is receiving it, he should live on a stand on a higher level. And the one who is giving it, he stays in a lower level. For this reason only, that you are accepting it from me, I pay my respects to you for this. This was their higher level understanding. The one who is thinking, giving, is thinking, you are so kind to accept my charity. Therefore, you stay on a higher level. I will be in the lower level. And I will give it to you because of that. So, and saying that, for receiving it, I am offering this dakshina for that. In that way, it was given to them. This is Rishi's culture. Rishi's culture, Arsha Samskaram, as they call it. This is the way Rishis have shown to us to live in this world. So, Abhalakankshibhi Yajnam Vididrishtoya Ijyade. This is Vidhi. This is Shastram. That is what Krishna is saying there. Vididrishtoya Ijyade, he says. According to Vidhi, it should be done. So, and యష్టవ్యమేవేధి మన సమాధాయ స సాత్విక. కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇసన్ ఇట్ మన సమాధాయ, దట్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ కీపింగ్ ద మైండ్ ఇన్ ద సమాధి స్టేట్. సమాధి స్టేట్ ఇన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డన్ ఇన్ వాట్ డస్ దట్ మీన్స్ సమాధి స్టేట్ మీన్స్ దట్ దిస్ యజ్ఞం ఈస్ పర్ఫార్మ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ రిజల్ట్స్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే అండ్ విత్ ద ప్రాపర్ వే హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ఇన్ ద శాస్త్రం అండ్ దాట్ యజ్ఞం కృష్ణ సేస్ హియర్ ఈస్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సాత్వికం. దాట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణస్ ఒపీనియన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. ఇఫ్ ఎ థింగ్ ఈస్ డన్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ శ్రేష్టం అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సాత్వికం హీ సేస్ దేర్. అఫలాకాంక్షిభిర్ యజ్ఞో విధి దృష్టోయం యజ్యతే యష్టవ్యమేవేది మనః సమాధాయ స సాత్విక. యు కెన్ సీ దిస్ ఇన్ రామాయణం, ఇన్ మహాభారతం అండ్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్ లైక్ దాట్. రామచంద్ర వాస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఫారెస్ట్ ఇసన్ ఇట్ అండ్ కైకేయి ఇన్సిస్టెడ్ యూ షుడ్ గో టు ఫారెస్ట్. డిడ్ రామచంద్ర పుట్ ఆల్ హిస్ మనీ ఇన్ ద సిస్ బ్యాంక్ బిఫోర్ హి వెంట్? హౌ డిడ్ రామచంద్ర గో? రీడ్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద రామాయణం, యూ విల్ సీ హౌ డిడ్ రామచంద్ర లెఫ్ట్ అయోధ్య వైల్ గోయింగ్ టు ద ఫారెస్ట్. Handed over everything in charity to others. This is what Ramachandra did, first thing. Not to have any debt in life to anybody. Nowadays, debt is considered to be a glorified thing, isn't it? And they put it in a dignified way called overdraft. If you take money from the bank and everybody has got, so the people have this overdraft thing, isn't it? And overdraft is nothing but you are a debtor. And it is a dignified way of saying this. Overdraft, I believe. What is this overdraft? You have to pay money to the bank. You are in debt. That's what it is. Reality is that. Is it not? So, world has changed. We are looking at things in a different way. And some people know this. Especially the young generation today. Things very much like that. As much as I can get from all the banks and live on that, that's the way to live. Because the government is saying to them like that. Training them up in this way, not to live in debt, but to live in debt all the time, you know, as much as possible from all sources wherever you can get money, get it and live your life in that way. So Ramachandra gave everything in charity when he left. And I mentioned the story before, when he handed over everything, Yatradandi Brahmana, Trijada Brahmana, he came there and Valmiki Ramayanam says there, I present that Brahmana in a very beautiful way. He says to him that once you are stuck in poverty, how these desires will get the strength from that. Remember yesterday we mentioned, what was that? Kamaraga Balanyudaha, that word. Remember? Krishna mentions there that that if you look at the fifth verse, Ashastra Vihidam Ghoram Tapindeya Tapojanaha Dambam Ahankara Samyukta Kamaraga Balanyudaha. The strength that comes from that desires and attachment, that power is a lot more than the others. So this Brahmana was a tapasvi. He was a tapasvi. He can't even walk. To that extent he is old. And so he says to him that, says to Ramachandra that I want charity. He says to him. Ramachandra says, I have given away everything. I have nothing left now. But he has come a long way walking and holding his danda, old man, old Brahmana, isn't it? So Rama asked him, what do you want actually? He says, I don't want a lot, a few cows. That's all he wanted. A few cows, he says. And because I'm in so much poverty, he says there. Ramachandra also felt very funny seeing this Brahmana, because it is unusual for them to ask something from anybody. It's considered to be a very low thing to do, to ask anything from anybody. So that was in his nature, and Ramachandra did appreciate that Brahminical quality in them. So when he said that, what do you want? He says that, I want some cows. Ramachandra has made two mistakes in his life. If you look Ramayanam, you will see this. He joked and he got into trouble. One was with Shurpanakha. You know what happened? Shurpanaya Ramchandra joked, I can't marry you because Sidadevi is with me. Go to Lakshmana, he is not married, he will marry you, he said. And what happened? Shurpanaya went to Lakshmana. And between Lakshmana and Ramchandra, it became an issue about marrying Shurpanaka. So Ramchandra made a mistake there. Instead of dealing with her straight away, sent her to Lakshmana. And Lakshmana got so upset with her that she sent her back here and back again to Lakshmana, back and forth. So that was one mistake Ramchandra made. And this was another mistake Ramchandra made. Ramchandra told him that I'll give it to you. That in a joking way, he said to him, thinking that this Brahmana won't be able to do what he's telling to do. He was going to tell him that stick what you have got in your hand, swing that and throw it. How far it will get there? That length I will give you the cow. So Ramchandra thought perhaps maximum a cow, old man and the big stick, heavy stick. How much is it going to get if he throws it away? This is what Ramchandra thought. Ramchandra thought like that. But what happened was, and he told him that as much as that stick gets, maximum one or two cows, not more than that, it's going to get there. He thought like that. Because he couldn't even walk himself. So, what did he do? He got up and he had his second cloth he tied very tightly on his waist. And then he says, where that force has come, Ramchandra didn't know where that force had come. He turned his stick few times and threw it. He crossed on the other side of the Sarayu River, where they were on the bank of this river. Ramchandra got a shock of his life seeing this. And that is what Krishna is saying here. Kamaraga Balanyudaha. So, Ramachandra had to hand over many cows to him, even though it was there. Ramchandra thought this Brahmana has come such a long distance to ask for this and seeing this situation. So, what Krishna is saying here is that this power of this yajnam is such that Ramchandra kept his word, handed over cows to him and then left to the forest. After all, you have to remember, Ramchandra himself is a product of yajnam. Is it not? Putragamishti. Putragamishti was performed by Dasharatha, and that's how Ramchandra was born. When this Putragamishti, when that was going to be performed, Dasharatha Maharaj, Dasharatha had brought Hrishyashringa there to perform this yajnam. And he says to Hrishyashringa, Dasharatha says to Hrishyashringa, you should perform this yajnam based on the vidhi, based on the shastram. It should not, if you don't perform it based on the vidhi, then it will affect me. Dasharatha says this to Hrishyashringa. So, vidhihinasya yajnasya sadhya karta vinashyati. If one executes the yajnam not based on the vidhi, karta vinashyati, the one who is doing that yajnam, who is paying for it or who is conducting that, he will get destroyed. That's the system. So, therefore he says to him, based on the injunctions only, shastric injunctions only, this yajnam should be done. He said this to Hrishyashringa. So, when he said this to perform the yajnam in that way, that means it should be performed with full Krishna consciousness, proper Bhagavad Arathana in that way. That's why there is this five kinds of yajnam mentions in the Shastram, isn't it? For the demigods, for the rishis, for the forefathers, and then for the animals, and also for the human society. And each one of them, we have to please them in different ways. All of them, you have to please in different ways. For the demigods, by offering the ahuti. Ahuti means offerings into the fire, in the fire sacrifice. For the rishis, we have to study the shastram. That's how we repay their debt. Because they have given us this knowledge of life, how to live in this world properly, isn't it? Not in a way we like it, but the way we should live. That knowledge they have given us. They gave us Bhagavad Gita. They gave us Bhagavadam. They gave us all the Upanishads. Ramayana, Mahabharata, everything is their property. So, when by studying that Shastram, we repay their debt. Then, for animals, by giving them food. For the humans, for the forefathers, Shraddham and other things, what we perform for the people, those who have left the body. And then, for the human beings, through charity and food, both charity and food. So, in this way, in the material world, we have debt towards various entities. Devarshi Bhudapta Narnam Pantranam. Krishna says in the Bhagavadam, you will see this. So, we are releasing our debt from everybody. So, father, mother, when they are living, there is debt. We have to look after them, isn't it? And not good enough, after their death, if you perform the Shraddha ceremony, even while living in this world, we have debt towards them. And because you don't know, if there is no debt is not relieved with them, often after they die, in which form they will come back, you don't know. Back to your own life, in some way it will come back to us. So, while they live here, with Shraddha, we have to give time and energy for them. And after they leave this world, recognizing that in our heart, as Narayana Swarupam, Krishna Swarupam, inside us, we conduct this ceremony called Shraddham for that. So, knowing very well that Krishna was present in their heart as well, and in that way, offering to them, that is called Shraddham. Because in our genes, they are all present. They are all present in our genes. How is that? We are also parents to somebody, isn't it? We are also parents to someone. Some children were born from us. So, because if you recognize that, what does that mean? That means in within yourself, father and mother exist. That concept of father and mother is embedded inside us. Because we also happen to be father or mother to somebody. So, within us, when it is present there, that means you have already recognized the whole parampara. That means you have recognized they are your father, mother, and their father, mother existed. The whole parampara, you are recognizing that the moment you have become a father and mother to somebody. You are recognizing the whole parampara along with that, isn't it? So, because this whole parampara, you are a link in that. In that chain of parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, like that. We don't know where it has begun from. But because you have a link in that chain, that relationship from up and down, you have to remove it through yajnam. That is the purpose of yajnam. That this debt what we have, because we, how did we come into that link? Due to some reason. There must have been some transaction between those who have before born us, and those who are going to be born from now on. So, through that, what is indicating to us is that there must have been some transactions or some dealings with these members in some past life, in some form, and in order to free all that debt from them, yajanam is the answer for that. This is how all this Shraddha ceremony and so many other things have come into practice, because rishis are looking at life not like a tiny 50-60 years life in this world. They are looking at our whole track record from the beginning right up to the end till we leave this material existence and goes back to the spiritual world. Whole process is looking at from that viewpoint, not seeing it just this one life here. That they are looking at our previous history where all you have created debt, all the future history where there is likely to be debt. All this is taken into account in the calculations. That's what Krishna is saying here. Therefore, this yajnam is such a huge topic. In the major part of the Vedam is yajnam. Isn't it? 80-90% of the Vedam is all about yajnam. And so, if you want to remove this, anything from inside, these debts, the only way you can do that is by seeing in everyone the presence of Krishna.
Otherwise, how would you know it? You don't know many people in the past with whom you have connections. You won't know whom with you are going to have connections in the future with many people. But if you accept that Atma, Krishna is present in everyone, and only with that understanding, this yajnam can be done. So that is why Krishna says, Brahma Buddhi, Brahmam. That realization of Brahmam is necessary, or Bhagavad Buddhi, Bhagavan, or Brahmam is present there, and then only you can remove that. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, Shraddham is a yajnam, Pitru Shraddham is a yajnam, and so, for whom I am father and mother, I have to think that I am not the father and mother, and I have no father and mother. That is the stage when you transcend this. If you are in the situation where you are thinking that you are a father and mother, naturally, and if you are thinking that you had father and mother, that means the link is still there. So how do I move that from away from thinking that Krishna was present as the father and mother? Krishna has come as the, when I say Krishna, it is Atma. We are referring to all the time as Atma. Otherwise, all these things will be very difficult to understand, these rituals and sacrifices. So, knowing very well that who appeared as my father and mother is Krishna. Atma has come in a particular body, that's all it is. Prior to that, as their father and mother, grandfather, grandmother, also was Krishna who has come in that form. Similarly, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, they were also in the same way. Equally, the children who had come now is also Krishna's manifestations. They have come now. If children were born from them, they will also be Krishna's manifestation. In this way, up and down, both sides, seeing Bhagavad Bhavam and always paying their debts to all of them, in this way you free yourself. That is yajnam. That is what Krishna is saying here. That And once you have come to that understanding, because that will take time, it won't happen easily, that I am pure spirit, Brahmam, Atma. I have nothing to do with all these bodily identities. If I come to that platform, then he is a sannyasi. Then he has no more debt after that. After that, he has no more debt. And because he has washed away everything, and he has gone beyond that. He has gone beyond this. So that is why sannyasis don't have to perform any of the shraddham. They don't have any other obligations in the proper sannyasis. They don't have any obligations anywhere. Because only one who has gone beyond this, transcended all these things, only such a person and who has come to the platform of the self, Atma, and only such a person alone has got the freedom, or he is allowed to give up all these things. Otherwise, they will be lying inside us, even if you don't want it. So this shraddham and all has come from that pitrukarmam and things like that. So in every samskaram, in every culture, these kinds do exist in different levels. But to know this tattvam principle is important. Why we are doing this pitrukarmam and shraddham and all that? It's because of this. So, finally, to bring all of us into this understanding that Atma, Krishna is in everybody. That is what we have to get that recognition inside, acknowledgement inside. And if you continuously practice that, it will become a spiritual practice. That is what Krishna is saying. After saying this, Krishna talks about now. Krishna spoke about the Sattvika Yajnam. What is performed in Sattvika Manasa. Isn't it? Says here, Abhala Kankshibhari Yajnam Vidhi Drishto Ya Ijyade Yashtavya Meme Eti Manaha Samadhayasa Sattvikam. So, that is how we have to understand one Yajnam which is in Sattvikam. So, many of the things are highly technical and requires consultation with knowledgeable people if you have to do all these things. And in this age, it is also practically difficult because of our lifestyle, and we never had these principles imbibed in us from the early life, isn't it? So those problems are there, but still we should know what is the right thing. how it is, what is the spirit behind all these things when Krishna is saying these things. Then look at the Rajasam. What is the next one Krishna is saying? Rajasic one. Look at that, verse 12. Abhisandhayatu bhalam. Dambhartam api chaivayat. Ijyade bharata shrestha. Tam yajnyam vidhi rajasam. Abhisandhayatu bhalam. Dambhartam api chaivayat. Ijyade bharata shrestha. Tam yajnyam vidhi rajasam. That is rajasam. Abhisandhayatu bhalam. Dambhartam api chaivayat. Ijyade bharata shrestha. Tam yajnyam vidhi rajasam. So, once we have seen these three verses, you will fairly have a good understanding of what is Satyagam, Rajasam, Tamasam when we perform Yajnam. So, Abhisandhayatu Bhalam. First thing Krishna, Abhisandhayatu Bhalam. Krishna says, first thing with Rajasa Yajnam is, there will be some results expectations. Whereas Satyagam, first thing says, no expectation of results. Just doing it because Shastram is telling us, Krishna is telling us, Rishis are telling us, our ancestors have done that. That's all it is. Doing everything done in that way without consulting anybody else. Shastram is telling us, Krishna is telling us, Rishis are telling us, ancestors have followed that road. Ancestors have followed that road, isn't it? So accepting that as authority, doing it without expecting anything from that, that is Sattvikam. Whereas Rajasam, while doing it, first itself is the result is more important than the Yajna itself. So that you can see in the modern world also. Before a Yajna is performed, it is advertised heavily, isn't it? Then all other things, what happens along with that. It's become very complicated actually, because we don't want it to like that, but then circumstances puts people in a very difficult situation in this world today. So that is why lot of things which is done with the Yajnam, propaganda associated with that, and general class of people, because they have also moved away from the understanding of Vedic culture, it has become necessary advertisement in that sense. And although the right understanding is not given to them, and taking photographs, all this is wrong. We know that it is a wrong thing to do. Videos, photographs, all these things are wrong to do all these things. But somehow or the other, the society has caught up in a mess. It is very difficult to explain all these things in detail. But so attention is all there in these things, not in the Yajnam. So, how it is done, that is not taken into account. Krishna is saying here, Dambhartam abhi chaivayat. Dambhartam. Dambhartam abhi chaivayat. So, the difficulty is that while doing this, it is mostly for satisfying one's own ego. That is the biggest problem when it is doing that. Gambhiryam, proudy. And to show to others, I've done all these things in my life. So, and expecting some results from that. So, any yajnam performed like that, Krishna is saying, it's rajasam. It is rajasam. It is rajasam, Krishna is saying here. Because, rajoguna yajnam, this yajnam which is in the rajogunam, that if we keep on doing that yajnam, his ego day by day will become more and more powerful. This is the problem with this Rajogunam Yajnam. Yajnam performed under Rajasam, what the damage it does is, his ego will build up strongly instead of getting it lightened, instead of getting it destroyed, that ego will become stronger. It will go in the opposite way. So, in the Mahabharatam, in the Ramayanam, there are so many yajnams spoken to show this to us. And that is why we should read these books, Ramayana, Mahabharatam and all that, and then think about it, why these things were spoken. Then you will know why it has come about. For example, in the Bhagavadam, this famous incident, that is the Bhagavadam, there is so many yajnams spoken. Yudhishthira Maharaj performed yajnam. Then Anga, a king, he performed yajnam, who got a son called Vena. Then we have Putragameshti, performed by Dasharatha. Then Chitragedu's yajnam is mentioned there. There's a number of yajnams mentioned. Prithu Maharaj used to perform yajnam. So all these yajnams are there. Look at each of those yajnams and see the difference between one to another. Daksha performed yajnam, isn't it? Got into serious problems at the end. Lost his head and got a goat's head after that. And kept living with the goat's head for many years. So here you can see, he called Vasishtha, who our Anga, King Anga, and told him to perform Putragameshti. He never had children. This is in the sixth canto of this story. So when Yajnam started, there were four people in the big Yajnams, the Ritvik and the Brahmam, and there's four names for that, who sits on the four sides. And they are performing the yajnam, and they are inviting the devadas to come. So Indra was not coming, and several other devadas also was not coming. Anga was the yajamanan who was paying for it. It is for him this yajnam was performed. He was a king, and they were inviting them. And Vasishtha Maharshi is expert in all these things, but no demigods were coming. Particularly Indra and other devadas were not coming. So Vasishtha says to Anga, none of them are coming. Why is that? He says, so the king says to him, some or the other bring them. He says, you have to get them to receive the, to accept the offerings. So Anga had no children. That's why he performed this Putragameshti. It is like in the Ramayana, not much different. In the Ramayana, Dasharatha Maharaja performed Putragameshti. And in that Putragameshti, a person came with a pot of Havisa and have handed it over, and that was given to the Kausalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra. They took that. They became pregnant. So, in a similar way, if you read this story also in the Bhagavadam, it has a very good resemblance of Ramayana. Only difference is that, that the results were totally different. In Ramayana, they came out and Krishna himself accepted Ramachandra's form and came. Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna, Edi, Samyaya. In four forms Krishna came, isn't it? Sukadeva Goswami says that in the Bhagavadam. In four different forms, Krishna decided to come in that yajnam. In this yajnam, even the devadas won't come. Who? Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Agni, none of them were willing to come. And he, Anga says to Vasishtha, I need a son. Huge empire he had. And his concern was, who will look after all this when I leave? And the desire for that was very strong, for having a son. So what did he do? He says to Vasishtha that you perform this yajnam somehow and I need this result. Because they were all capable people, very, very capable persons. So they performing as the this yajna purusha is there, one who has to take that position. Anga says to Vasishtha that take Mahavishnu as the yajna purusha and perform the yajna in that way. And they perform that yajna, considering Mahavishnu as the yajna purusha. So, if you perform, and Dasharatha also has done the same thing, but when Mahavishnu has come in the form of Ramachandra at that time, in that yajnam. So we must have had a son like that for Anga also, isn't it? But exactly opposite, a child was born. Totally opposite to Ramachandra's nature. Ramachandra's nature, a child was born. His name was, you know, Venan. Venan, famous personality in the Bhagavadam. If you read about Van and you won't get sleep at night, the kind of things he has done. In his younger days, when he was a boy, 8-10 years old, he used to catch all of other boys and push them into water tanks and kill them. At that age, 8 years old, he was very strong as well. So all the friends who he had, he has killed many of them, forcefully pushing them down into the water and making them to drown and die, and then laugh at it after the person is dead. So from there itself, they noticed this is a very dangerous seed that has come in this form. If he is like this at this age of 8, what will be when he grows up? This was in their mind. Rishis were worried about him, and also Father Anga also was very worried about him. So because he was the son's child, king's child, prince, isn't it? Nobody could make a very strong complaint about him. But they did come and tell him. Ultimately, Anga was tired. Father was tired totally. One day, what did he do? He closed the door one day, sat inside the room, and says to him, "I have performed a proper sacrifice, and this is the kind of son I have got." Kind of son? And he was so fed up in life. Completely fed up. So the king thought one thing, that what should I do? This is Krishna's way of playing tricks with us. If you ask something what you are not entitled for in life, Krishna will give it to you, but give it to you in such a way that it will give you a lot of distress as well at the end. That is why not to ask anything from Krishna is dangerous. Because what will come according to Prarabdham, we can have it. But if you start asking, Krishna will make sure that he will give you a son. You wanted a son, you have a son, but it will be like this, you will get it. So, what is destiny is allotted to us, if you accept it, you won't have a problem, because it is destiny, it has come like that. But if you ask something by performing this yajnam like the way Anga did, that is Krishna's trick, what he did. Because you have asked and got it. So Krishna says to him that all this is temporary. This lesson to Anga. All this is temporary. And a stage came to Anga, I cannot live anymore like this. He wanted a son. Krishna gave the son. But with all these strings attached to it, that you can have it, but this will be the... But that Krishna didn't reveal it to him. I want a son at any cost. This is all what Anga was talking about. And he got it, but a very good lesson he learned from them. So he says here that at that night he sat down and wrote a letter. What did he write like that? It's in the Bhagavatam, that verse. He says, if ever anybody has children, they should get children like this. Like what I have got, he says. Because I got a children like that, son like this, I can leave this world and go happily from here. I don't want to come back here anymore. And if you get good children, then you will get attached to them. And that attachment will never go. It will be for whole life. Whereas if you get one like this, there will not be any attachment anymore in life. Isn't it? If you look into Bhagavatam, look at that verse. All Bhagavatam people who study Srimad Bhagavatam seriously and who find difficulty in family life, memorize this verse. That is the answer to this problem. That is why it's all put in the Bhagavatam. Not for reading a story. That's not the idea behind it. Look in the fourth canto. That's the fourth canto, it is. 13th chapter. And the verse is 46. 4:13:46. This is a famous verse in the Bhagavatam. Kadapatyam varam manyem sadabhatya chujam padad nirvidyeda grihan martyo yat kleshani vaha griha. This is the verse he is saying. Brahmana is saying, kadapatya varam manye sadabhatya chujam padad നിർവിദ്യേത ഗൃഹാൻ മർത്യോ യത് ക്ലേശ നിവഹ ഗൃഹ. നിർവിദ്യേത ഗൃഹാൻ മർത്യോ, നിർവേദ്യം മീൻസ് വൈരാഗ്യം, റിനൗൺസിയേഷൻ. അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ് ടു ദ ഹൗസ് ഇസ് ഗോൺ. വൺസ് യു ഗെറ്റ് സം ചിൽഡ്രൻ ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ്, ദെൻ വാട്ട് ഫാമിലി ലൈഫ് ഡു യു വാണ്ട് ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ്? ഓൾ യുവർ ഫാമിലി പ്ലാൻസ് ആൻഡ് അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ്സ്, എവറിഥിങ് വിൽ ഗോ വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ്. നിർവിദ്യേത ഗൃഹാൻ മർത്യോ യത് ക്ലേശ നിവഹ ഗൃഹ. Then disturbances at home, family, once for all has given you release from not only this family life, for future family life also. If you are planning anything in future, to have another family later, even that desire will go from inside. Kadabatya varam manye sadabatya chujam padad nirvidya eta griha anmartyo yat klesha nivaha griham. So, if you have children like that, then vairagyam will come in material life. Vairagyam will come in material life. And he says thanks at the end. He wrote a letter like that and didn't tell anybody, walked out from the house. Isn't it? So this is one example in the Bhagavatam to show to us. Yajna was performed with a strong desire for a result. Is it not? For a strong desire for a result. To have a son. And this is how, and that is Rajasam. It is not Satuyam. It was Rajasam. But if you look into Bhagavad Gita, you can understand that. It was Rajasam. And Rajasam will always leave you with some pain later. And that could be sometimes very serious. Because he was a king, and Krishna had shown some kindness to him, taught him that if you ask anything, remember this, he says, Krishna is saying to us, that I will put something in there which can become a big problem later on. Immediately you will be satisfied, but later on it could be a problem. That is what that is indicating. This is the first one. I'll tell seven things I have picked up from there, Bhagavatam. You can see them and see each one of them, how it has come back in different ways. Chitrakedu story in the Bhagavatam. That's another yajna, isn't it? Great devotee. And Angiras Rishi told him that that Angiras came to his palace to instruct him in spiritual life. When he got there, the king paid his obeisances to him, and king says to him, I have no children. Because Angiras asked him, why you look so miserable in life? Chitrakedu says, I have no children. And Angiras says to him that all this material life is all maya, and trying to build anything here is foolishness. Then it will not last, first of all. And then it's a manifestation of the Swapna Maya Manoratham. It's in your mind, all this you have built up, understanding about this world, happiness of this life. It's in your mind you have built it up. Actually, it is not a real thing. All these things Angiras is saying to him. Moment Angiras is telling all these things, Chitrakedu says, I don't want to hear all this, Vedantam, he says to him. I've heard enough of it from others. I want a son. Can you help? Some people are like that, isn't it? You'll notice this in the hospital sometimes, particularly in India. Somebody met with an accident or some serious illness. That person is dying. So all the relatives have brought the patient to the hospital. So it's a scene to watch, and they'll tell the doctor, do something. He's dying. That person is going to die. Doctor has done everything what they could. They also have limits, isn't it? What can they do? They have their own limitations. They've tried everything. It didn't work. So more or less, doctor will come and tell you that he's sinking, he's going. The relatives will say, do something about it. What can you do? It is similar situation here. Chitrakedu, Angiras is saying to him, Chitrakedu, the whole thing is a maya. There's no point in, and because Angiras knew Chitrakedu's prarabdham, that he was not entitled to have any children due to his own prarabdham. So Angiras said all these things to him. Chitrakedu says to Angiras, after all, you are a sage, aren't you? You can definitely help me, he says to Angiras. So Angiras understood, it's no point in talking to him about Sarvadharman Bharitiji and all other things to him. It won't work. The man is so absorbed in this, fixed in his vyasayatmiya buddhi is completely fixed on this, to having a child, having a son. So Angira says to him, this is what I mentioned that before, in Shastram they call it as anyabhinivesham. Anyabhinivesham means some kind of attachment to something else outside you. Not knowing that, Atma, the soul, totally independent of all these things, if your mind gets absorbed in some object or some personality or whatever it is outside, excessively getting attached to it, and then unable to come out of it, it is called anyabhinivesham. It is one of the problems in the Jnanamargam. They call about that. So anyway, he performed the yajnam, and Angiras gave him the charu. Charu means what Sahavistan comes from that, and gave it to him. And he told him, you will have a result from this, will be a good, and fell as a bad one. That's how he put it to him. The result what you get from this, this is yajnam I have performed, and this is the havis from that, and give it to your wife. He had, as Bhagavatam says, 10 million wives. In the Bhagavatam it mentions there. 10 million wives. Imagine that, 10 million wives. So, out of them, his most favorite wife was Kritajudhi. So, Angiras gave it to Chitrakedu and told him to give it to the favorite wife. And in due course, you will have a son. But from that son, you will also get a lot of distress later on. That part of it, he won't take it. That there will be distress coming from. He says, we'll see it at that time when it happens. Right now, I got what I want. This is what Chitrakedu's attitude was. So he got the son. Kritajudhi became pregnant. The son was born. And whole time, he spent his time with the child. That is what was his life of. And other wives, they got envious of this situation. They, you know that story, they fed poison to the baby and killed the baby. At that time, he started beating up his head and started crying that my son is gone. And he suffered excessively after the death of that baby. So, when distress comes like that in life, so at that time when this happened, Angiras came again, second time. You must have read this in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? So, this time he brought Narada Maharshi with him. Together they came. And then he says here that when a distress comes in life, learn from that in life. Straight away you should learn from that. It is like this, all our experiences in this world. When distress comes, you should learn from that. So, Angiras says to him, if you look into Bhagavatam, those verses are very important. How Angiras was talking to him. Look at their way of preaching. Nowadays preaching is charming people and entertaining them. But Angiras didn't preach like that. Angiras is telling him that if you look into the 6th canto, 15th chapter, 22 and 23. He says, Shabdadayascha Vishaya, Schala Raja Vibhudaya, Mahi Rajyam Belam Kosho, Vrithya Amatya Suhril Janaha, Sarvebi Shura Seneme, Shoka Moha Bhayartidaha, Gandharva Nagara Prakya, Sopnamaya Manoradaha. What Krishna is saying here, Angiras is saying to him, Shabdadayascha Vishayam, Schala Raja Vibhudaya, this kingdom of yours, what you think is big thing, empire and all that, it is nothing but sound. Shabdadayascha Vishayam, only subjected to 5 senses, nothing more than that. That is the first thing. That everything in this world is subjected to senses, isn't it? Because senses are there, we are accepting the existence of all these things. Eyes, ears, 5 senses of knowledge. So, Shabdadayascha Vishayam, the world, what we consider due to our illusion as mine and me and mine and our property and our money and all that, it's due to the senses, presence of the senses, isn't it? Shabdadayascha Vishayam. Chala Raja Vibhudaya, all your great empire and vibhuti, opulences, what you have got, is all subject to your senses, nothing more than that. మహీ రాజ్యం బలం కోశో ఆల్ యువర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆల్ యువర్ కింగ్డమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్స్ అండ్ యువర్ రిలేషన్స్ అమాత్య సుహృద్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ జనాహ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ అన్ ఇల్యూషన్ ఈ సెయింగ్ టు హిమ్ అంగిరస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ విత్ నారద మహర్షి దే ఆర్ సెయింగ్ టు చిత్రకేతు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ ఈ సైజ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఈ సైజ్ సర్వేవి శూరసేనేమే శోకమోహ భయార్థిదాహ ఇన్ ది కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ శూరసేన దట్ శోకం మోహం భయం ఆర్తి దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ విల్ క్రియేట్ ఫార్ యూ దిస్ సో కాల్డ్ కింగ్డమ్ అండ్ కాల్ యువర్ సో కాల్డ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ అండ్ సొసైటీ రిలేషన్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ గంధర్వ నగర ప్రఖ్య స్వప్నమాయ మనోరథాహ ఇట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ మాయా ఇట్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ యువర్ మైండ్ నథింగ్ మోర్ దెన్ దాట్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ సర్ప్రైజింగ్ ఎట్ ఆల్ యు ఆర్ సఫరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యువర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈస్ ది ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ టు హిమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ ఇట్ హెస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ ఇసన్ ఇట్ దట్ అంగిరస్ అండ్ బోత్ శ్రీ నారద మహర్షి దే ఆర్ సేయింగ్ దిస్ టు హిమ్ సో ఇమీడియట్లీ ది ఇఫెక్ట్ వాస్ దేర్ దాట్ వైరాగ్యం హ్యాడ్ కమ్ టు హిమ్ అండ్ సో వెన్ ద వైరాగ్యం కేమ్ టు హిమ్ దాట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఆల్సో లెర్న్ దాట్ అంగిరస్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ టు హిమ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ మెంట్ టు హ్యావ్ ఇట్ యు విల్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే టేక్ ఇట్ అండ్ దట్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ హాస్ అలాటెడ్ సంథింగ్ టు యూ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ బట్ యూ హ్యావ్ గోన్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ ఫార్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అలౌడ్ టు యూ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ దిస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ హెస్ హ్యాపెండ్ సో వాట్ దే డిడ్ దే ఇన్వైటెడ్ ద జీవా కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ ఇట్ నారద మహర్షి కాల్ ద జీవా బ్యాక్ టు కమ్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ ద జీవా సే when they told him the jiva says who is my father who is my mother which father which mother he said the jiva says because in several lifetimes I have several fathers and several mothers isn't it and in several lifetimes I have been also a father or a mother for several children in different lifetimes so why have you called me back which made the king to think about it that from the king's point of view Chitrakethu was thinking this is my son my son my son he was holding on to him but the son showed him taught him the proper understanding that you are sticking with me but I am not going to stick with you this is what he is saying I don't need to stick with you because it makes no sense to me like you I had so many fathers with which father should I stick to and like you I had so many mothers like Krutadyuti had so which mother should I stick to And I have been father and mother for so many other children in the past. So which one should I stick with? All to indicate to us, that's what that word that used here. Gandharva nagara prakhya sopnamaya manorathaha. Without this understanding, if you get into spiritual life, keeping all our family attachment and everything, this is what will happen. So the king became very detached. It came to his senses. He was intelligent. Unfortunately, due to this salsangam with Angiras and Narada Maharshi, this happened vityaha so in the Srimad Bhagavatam this is the story of Chitrakedu as the introduction to Vritrasura story isn't it it is this Chitrakedu who became Vritrasura later so there also you can see they performed a yajnam Angiras performed a yajnam but the result was totally opposite again why abhalokankshibhir yajnam విధిదృష్టోయమిజ్యతే యష్టవ్యమేవేతి మన సమాధాయ ససాత్విక దెన్ అభిసంధాయదు ఫలం యు కెన్ సి అభిసంధాయదు ఫలం ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ రిజల్ట్ ఇఫ్ యు పర్ఫార్మ్ యజ్ఞం దిస్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ వి గాట్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బికాస్ వి దిస్ ఈస్ వై కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ టు అస్ కన్సల్ట్ శాస్త్రం consult shastram so that we stay in the right track we don't go and do things which are against the shastram isn't it now two this is the second one third one let's take Lord Ramachandra's story that he has also come through yajnam isn't it Dasharatha had to die out of distress in life isn't it? Dasharatha was saying, I got such a nice son. And seeing Ramachandra all the time, Dasharatha was not satisfied. If Ramachandra goes away, he sent people to come, bring him back so that he can see him. Such was the attachment in Dasharatha's mind. So Ramachandra, if he has gone away, he will send people to bring him back here. And Natharpa Samayaha Satyamano Naradhivam, Valmiki says there that look at this Dasharatha, he says, how he is suffering. Then he used to look at Ramachandra as just like we look at the mirror and look at our own beauty in the mirror. How we enjoy our beauty looking at the mirror. In the same way, he used to look at Ramachandra. There's a number of verses in the Aranyakandam. If you look where Dasharatha Maharaja says about this, about so never satisfied seeing Ramachandra. Great personality Dasharatha was. Ultimately, he had to leave this body out of distress from Ramachandra going to the forest and all that, what happened inside the family in Ayodhya, isn't it? So, well and good, Ramachandra had come. There's no doubt about that. But also, it was a great occasion for Dasharatha when these four children were born, Damalakshana, Bharata and Shatrughna. But he had to pay a price for it. That is this death in this situation, in distress, without Ramchandra's presence there, and also the all that problems that developed inside the family with Kaikeyi and all that. So Krishna won't let go anybody free like that. Shastram will never change. Krishna is saying to us openly that Abhisandhayatu Bhalam. If you ask, perform any yajnam with result, you got to pay a price for it. There is no escape route from that. That is the strength of Shastram. If Bhagavad Gita don't tell us, who will tell us? You see? And even if it is Ramachandra, it applies. That's the Shastram. Even if it's Ramachandra, the rule applies. There is no exit clause for there. The Dasharatha had a desire to have a son, children, isn't it? That is why all Rishi Sangha was invited and performed this and performed that. So what we have to learn from this is that what comes through Prarabdham, we can accept. But you ask something from Krishna and expecting something, Krishna may give it to you, but there will always be something attached with it, which may come in the form of distress later. So, that is why. So, Ramachandra goes to the forest, isn't it? Kaikeyi says, tells him he should go to the forest. You can imagine within a family, one member has created a situation like that, Kaikeyi. So, at that time, Dasharatha mentions this. Dasharatha says like that, if I had a son who won't listen to me, how nice it would be. It's exactly opposite what Anga was saying. Says in a different way, he's saying Ramachandra was too good as a son. We call him Maryada Purushottam and Uttama Purushottam and all that, isn't it? The ideal son, ideal father, ideal husband, ideal king, everything ideal. That is what Ramachandra is, personality, isn't it? But look at Dasharatha's situation, what happened? So, I got a son like this, what am I supposed to do? Dasharatha says like that. And he is such a nice person, has born as my son. And suppose Ramachandra told me, forget about me, look for somebody else, I'm going. If he had said like that, I would have been happy. But Ramachandra didn't live like that. He has left it, that separation from Ramachandra. Because Ramachandra's dealings with everybody were so sweet. Not only to the subjects, with Sita Devi, with all other mothers also, I mean with his brothers. You won't find anywhere any fault in the dealings with anybody. That was Ramachandra's personality, wasn't it? Valmiki, that is what the question was. Sri Narada Maharshi asked, have you seen one person who is completely 100% has all the great qualities? And that is how Ramachandra was present in the Ramayana. So, it is that such a nice personality that as a son also, he was exemplary. So, he says to him that this is my destiny. Who says, Dasharatha, I got such a nice son. This is the problem. So, and he has become the cause of his distress. So, when good things also, when it will become a cause of distress, you can never say. You can never say when it will turn out to be a cause of distress. Sons, daughters, all of them which moment what they do will turn against you. It may not be to your liking. And you may develop some negative thoughts about them in your mind. Relationships breaking down in this world all the time, isn't it? Because of this. Parents and children. You can't blame them also because they are in a different generations or and they live in a different world altogether. And they may not have deliberately done it to hurt you. But they may end up in situations where you may have no control over it. And that is what happens. You may have no control over it. So, best thing is, in such situation, prior to that happening, within inside, this understanding, let it get deeper and stronger. So that when such things happen, you are ready for it. Then you don't feel shocked by that, when things happen in that way. So, one day or the other, good things even, which you thought you have a good one in life, you had a good son or good daughter or whatever it is, one day they can give you distress in some form or the other. And we will learn that. Eventually we will learn that. So, that is why Krishna is saying this in the Bhagavad Gita. What has come yadrachaya. Yadrachaya means by Krishna's arrangement or by through destiny or fate or prarabdham, whatever it is. That won't create problem. What prarabdham is bringing, that won't create problem because it won't bind you. But if you ask and get it, even if it is nectar, it will give you indigestion. Even if it's nectar, it will give you indigestion. And that is what Krishna is pointing out here in this 12th verse. Abhisandhayatu bhalam. You know that word, abhisandhayatu bhalam. It carries all this. All this what is in the Ramayana, Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam, it's all carried in that one word, abhisandhayadu bhalam. So, bhalam abhisandhayadu, that means expectation of results and showing it to others, whether it is Dasharatha, whether it is Chitrakedu, whether it is Anga, doesn't matter. But all those yajnams also has got this problem in that. Because yajnam is not a new thing. It's the most ancient thing in the Vedic system. What we talk about today, these are all new things, many things. Bhakti, all the knowledge what we talk about, various other things, they are all new things. Yajnam is where Vedam begins from. Vedam begins from Yajnam, isn't it? Both Tridayagam is full of Yajnam. Dwaparayagam is also a lot of Yajnams happen there. It's only in Kali Yuga Yajnam has come to a stop. And that Yajnam tradition has survived very, very long time in the history. Two Yugams it has survived. Can you imagine there? If you look into Bhagavatam, that verse at the end, it says, Tredayam Yajato Makhai Dwabare Parijaryayam Kalau Tad Harigirtanal. There is a verse at the end of Bhagavatam, isn't it? You know that? In the Satya Yugam, meditation. All were great persons, yogis they were. They could sit and dhyanam, meditation was possible for them. So, Krita Yugam was meditation, dhyanam. Kriteja Dhyayade Vishnu. Tretayam Yajado Makhai. Tretayugam is Yajnam. Whole of Tretayugam means Ramachandra's time. Is all run something like we can say 1.2 million years is Treta Yuga. 462,000 years is Kali. Double of that, double it, 864,000 is Dwaparam. Add these two together, that is Treta Yuga, 1.2 million. And add one more Kali Yugam to that, that is Satya Yugam, 1.8 million. So 1.8 million is Satya Yugam was Kriteja Dhyayade Vishnu, Dhyanam. Tridayam Yajato Makhai, 1.2 million years is Yajnam, was the main engagement. That's why when Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled, most of the references is towards Yajnam, which has happened in the Tridayagam. not a lot from the dhyanam. There's nothing much to report about dhyanam, but yajnam very widely spoken. And that Tridayugam has overlapped into Dwabaram also. That is why you will see even right up to Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, yajnam was going on. Rajasuyam. Who performed? Yudhishthira Maharaj performed Rajasuyam, isn't it? Krishna was invited specially to Hastinapur for that. And big yajnam it was. 17 months and 17 days it lasted. And it is one of the finest yajnam in the Bhagavatam mentioned, in Mahabharatam also mentioned. And it is not considered completely Satvikam. Imagine. That's how it was. That yajnam even was not considered Satvikam completely, because that mongoose who comes, he says, I have mentioned many other yajnam before. This has not made my body golden yet. So he says there were some deficiencies there. So yajnam is a very important aspect of the Shastram, of the Vedam. And that is why Krishna is saying here, in all these things that you got to take into account. Then now the next one, this is the third one. Fourth one, Dakshas yajnam. Let's look at each one of them. See the difficulties what we have to go to. So, Dakshas yajnam is what Krishna is saying here, Dambartham. See that? Second line. Abhisandhayadu bhalam is all the other three. This one is Dambartham. Dambartham means ego, arrogance in Daksha. Vaishnava, devotee, but arrogant, highly arrogant inside. So, that Daksha's yajnam is yagam, is dambham, is dambham. What was that dambham? I won't invite Lord Shiva for the yajnam. And I will perform this yajnam without inviting him. Because there was already a relationship broke down between, from Shiva's side there is no problem because he is the absolute truth himself. But Daksha's side, he started treating him like an ordinary person, lost respect for not knowing who he is. That was his problem. Not knowing who he is. That was his problem, isn't it? And Sri Parvati, and so that sacrifice is called Brihaspati Savam. It's one of the famous yagam in the listed yagams. Brihaspati Savam, it is called. So, he's thinking, he is my son-in-law after all, who? Lord Shiva. And I won't invite him because already there was a problem between them, that in the earlier one he invited, and without invitation Lord Shiva came there. But he sat with Lord Brahma, Shiva knowing who he is. He sat there. While walking in to the Daksha was one of the top 10 Prajapatis, isn't it? Prajapati means who are given the power to increase the progeny, procreation in other words. So, when he walked in, everybody got up. Brahma didn't get up. But that Daksha can accept because he's father. Shiva didn't get up. Vishnu also didn't get up. Vishnu used some trick to escape from there and didn't get up deliberately. But Vishnu did it in such a way that it was not noticed. You know, sometimes people do certain in assemblies, if you want to, you know, get through the problem somehow. Vishnu also didn't have to get up. But Vishnu actually was meant to get up, but he didn't get up. What he did was, he got acted as though he is getting up, in a sort of way. I'm giving some respect to you. In such a way, Vishnu also got up, but Shiva didn't get up. And Daksha was looking, who is not getting up. This is Daksha. Dambartham avichayvayat. And when Shiva walked in, he didn't get up. So he got so abusive to Shiva and started abusing him. Is it not? So when he started abusing him in that Brihaspati Savam Yagam, that Shiva didn't say anything, quietly walked out from there. Because as far as Shiva is concerned, Daksha has got Dehabhimanam, identification with the body. Who is offering respect? Whereas Shiva is totally in the platform of the soul, Alma. As far as he is concerned, there is no separately anything existing. Everything is one for him. And there is no question of one offering to respect to another. And in his heart, he never expected that, he never wanted to disrespect Daksha, but at the same time he wanted to teach Daksha a lesson. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you won't find another story as powerful as this. This Shiva and Daksha. No other story in the Bhagavatam is so touching and powerful like this Dakshayagam, Daksha story. And the lesson what Shiva has taught him. It's unbelievable that Shiva's getting angry with Daksha and Sri Parvati giving up her body. There's a lot of things associated with that. Can't believe it, the power of that Shiva's anger and the power and what it has created to Daksha and personality like him. So when this happened, Sati Devi went and invited Lord Shiva to come, isn't it? You know that conversation with her. And her desire, Sati Devi says to him, that I want to go to my father's yagam, sacrifice, isn't it? And Lord Shiva said, if you go, there will be some problems. Better I don't go, he said. I will not go. He stayed back and Sati Devi went on her own. Sati Devi went on her own. And when Sati Devi walked inside, Daksha did not give any attention to her. Because by doing that, he wanted to insult Shiva by ignoring daughter, his own daughter. So when Sati Devi got inside, mother in a natural way received her, showed all the affection to her. Her sisters were there, other sisters, they also showed all the affection to her. Nobody else will speak to her, to Sati Devi. Nobody else will speak to her. And she looked at the whole scene and she went straight into the sacrificial place. And she noticed that the Ritvik, Atviryu, Brahman and Udgadav, that's the four people who sits around, they were not making any offering to Shiva. And he turned around to his father and says to him, to Daksha, are you performing this sacrifice without making an offering to Shiva? He says to him. So Daksha looked at her and told her to move away from there, from the sacrificial place. Sati Devi's in life never had such a thing happen before. She sat down and showed it to them who she is. In the power of yoga system, she burned her body there, right in front of all those people who are present there. That's why I'm saying in the Bhagavatam, you won't find one incident like this anywhere else. And she burned her body, Yoga Agni, Sati Devi burned her body. But before giving up her body, what did she say to Yaksha? If you look into Bhagavatam, you see that word. What he says, she says to him, Yadvacharam Namagiriri Tamranam. Fourth chapter, fourth canto, fourth chapter. And 12th verse. He says, Yadvacharam Namagiriri. 12th or 13th also, both. This is, it says 14th. Yadvaksharam nama gireri damranam sakral prasankadakamashuhanditel pavitra girtim tamalankhyashasanam mabhavanaho dveshti shivam shivedara. Yadvaksharam nama gireri damranam sakral prasankadakamashuhanditel pavitra girtim tamalankhyashasanam bhavanaho dveshti shivam shivedara. These two letters, Shiva. These two letters, by chanting which holy name, millions and millions of people who crossed over there, got freed from their sinful reactions in life, you are insulting that personality, not knowing who he is. Tam alangya shasanam bhavanaho dveshti shivam shivedara. And you have developed this hate and envy towards that person, says Sati Devi to her father. And dambartam, Krishna is saying here, dambartam abhichayvayat ijyade bharata shrestha. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, isn't it? Dambartam abhichayvayat ijyade bharata shrestha. For the sake of your ego, dambam, you are performing this yajnam. Tam yajnam vidhi rajasam. So, what happened? Sati Devi gave up her body. And then you know what happened. If you read Bhagavatam, you will see what happened then. Even Brahma had to come with all other Devadas to Kailasam to see Shiva. and Shiva was naturally forgiving for what has happened. But finally, Shiva went to the sacrificial place where it was happening, and then everybody had a prayer, different prayers. Shiva's Virabhadra, who went there, and other Bhudaganam, which went with them, they smashed the whole place down. And great rishis like Bhrigu's beard is gone. Pusha's teeth is gone. Couldn't eat anymore anything. All the teeth were smashed up. And Daksha's head is gone. So Shiva says, he called Daksha, "Daksha, you want to get up, Daksha." But when he got up, but there was no head when he got up. So there was a goat's head lying there, a dead goat, took the head and put it on Daksha's head. So that is how Daksha lived till he left his body for a long period of time with that goat's head. So all this is what is indicating it was is this one, Dambham. So with Dambham, if you execute Yajnam, this result will come. This result will come. That means to show it to others or to prove something, these things should not be done. So anything what is done with expectation of results is Rajasam. Abhisandhayadu phalam. That means to show to others, to dress up and show to others that it is Rajasam. So there are so many stories in the Bhagavadam to show this to us. If with the expectation of results, if you do some things, any yajnam, it will be Rajasam. It will be Rajasam. So that's the fourth one in the Bhagavadam. Then, if you look into the ninth canto, there is a story there in the ninth canto. A king wanted to have a son. It's always like this. Because they had the biggest problem. You'll see always royal families have more problems about these things. Because they have big empires to rule and they need some to keep the kingdom within the family. They will make sure that they'll try all sorts of ways to have their children, isn't it? So he performed a big sacrifice, and the name of that king is Yuvanashva. Yuvanashva was the name of the king. And they performed a sacrifice, and what happened was this sacrifice, in that sacrifice, the water, it's called that particular sacrifice, the water. There are various sacrifices even for having children. Putrakameshti is one kind. Here there is a Pumsavanam Yagam, very separately it is called. So here, what happened was, the people who are performing, or the rishis who are performing the Yagam or sacrifice, and Vasishtha Maharshi was there because this is happening in the solar dynasty. He was present there. So that water they with which in the pot they chant mantra, keeping the water in the pot. And that water in the pot is called Savana Jalam, the water for Savanam purpose, from Savanam for that purpose. So the whole day they chanted the mantra, keeping this water in the pot, and the king has to be present there. King stayed there whole day. And by the time the whole program was finished, it was quite late in the evening. Whole day they had to chant. And 8 in the evening the program was over. And they all slept. They all went to sleep. In the night, middle of the night, the king got up. He felt so thirsty. Imagine how destiny creates situation in life. What was meant to happen? So, this water is meant to be given to the queen next day. And she will become pregnant from that. So, water was kept there in this pot, and he is not allowed to go out of the Yagashala, where the Yagam is performed, who the king. That is the rule, isn't it? And till it is over, he is not allowed to go out. But it so happened in the middle of the night, he got very thirsty. What did he do? It's just his fate, his prarabdham. Just see how prarabdham comes and catches people. He thought that there is water in that pot. Let me take a little bit of that. And in the darkness, he didn't take serious notice of it. He took it and drank it. Next day, Vasishtha Maharshi, when they woke up in the morning, he says to him, "Where is the Pumsavanam water?" Vasupunsavana Jalam, it is called. Where is it? Yamunasya says to him, it was there in that pot, but I was very thirsty in the night and I took it and drank it, he said. It was meant to be given to the queen. There is no alternative now. He became pregnant. He said this story anywhere. It's a funny story in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? All, we are thinking today all sorts of things are happening. Nothing compared to what happened then. They could change the sex from male to female, back to male. All Vasishtha has done with Sudyumna, Ila, back to Sudyumna again. All these things in the ninth canto, first chapter, you can read that. They were capable of doing all these things, nothing big thing what's happening today. Today we talk about this, all these genes and what do they call it, the DNA and all that. It's nothing compared to what they could do. So here, we have never heard about this, have we? That a man becoming pregnant like this. So, but Vasishtha said, I can't do anything. You have to become pregnant. And whatever nonsense the science is doing today, all that they could do with the yajnam. And that's what it is showing to us. Whatever nonsense the science is able to do it, you know, in the name of science, what's going on now. All sorts of nonsense is happening, isn't it? I mean, you don't know what to say about it. Most of the people are completely baffled about it, isn't it? And about all relationships, marriages and everything like that. So, making male, female, female, male and all that. So, they have also done all these things. Anyway, the king had to give the birth to the baby. And who came? Ashwini Kumaras came and they did the surgery to the king. And the child was taken out. And his name is Mandhada. Mandhada was that great personality. Great king he was, Mandhada later, isn't it? Oh, there's no mother to give the milk. There's no mother. There was no SMA and things like that those days, isn't it? It has to come from the mother only. Then there was no mother to give the milk. So at that time, and Indra came there and put his right finger, this thumb, into the mouth of the baby. And because Indra had served nectar with the hand, this finger, this thumb, had that capacity to satisfy the hunger and thirst of the baby. So that's why it was given. And they say that it is from that day onwards that the babies have started sucking this thumb, which has the habit normally, isn't it? The babies, they suck the suck this thumb. And this has come from Mandhadav's time. Mandhadav was started sucking the thumb, and that's how Mandhadav survived. It is from Mandhadav that famous story of Saubhari comes in the ninth canto. Ninth canto is a very interesting canto. If you read the personalities there, and Shuka Brahmarshi has selected those kings who did all sorts of things in this world, but at the end of their life, gave up everything, walked into the forest, engaged in spiritual life, and went back to the spiritual world. That's their history. Only that is why those kings who are mentioned in the ninth canto, he mentions a number of kings there, but everyone's life is not expanded. Only those important ones who have made their life a success spiritually. That's what is spoken there. So, so if in your sankalpam, if your vidhi, this is a mistake in the vidhi, isn't it? He was not meant to drink that water. So that vidhi was, wife should drink the water, instead he drank. So if anything happens like that, there will be the result will be in the wrong way. It will come out in a wrong result. So that is that indicating to us, this yajna. Isn't it? If you do the wrong without following the vidhi properly, Krishna says there, isn't it? Vidhi drishtoyam ijyade. That is satyam. Again, this is rajasam. This one happened to be rajasam. Because of that, the king had to have the baby. Had to have the baby. Now, another one, Mahabali. So many yajnams in the Bhagavatam, you can pick up so many of them. And every one of them, if you look at it and apply with these two verses, you will see which category they belong to. So, Mahabali performed the yajnam because Shukracharya has trained him up properly in performing yajnam. Is it not? So, Shukracharya says to him, in the banks of the river Narmada river, that is where this yajnam happened. Bhrigukacham, that is the place where it happened. Some people say, I don't know, that it is this Bhrigukacham which has become Kutch later, which is in the west of Gujarat, that Kutch is Bhrigukacham, where this sacrifice happened. So, when that sacrifice happened, Kashyapa Prajapati's son, Vamanamurthy, was born, isn't it? And he came as a brahmachari. Vamanamurthy came as a brahmachari with the umbrella, kamandalu, and the water pot. So, and Krishna himself has come as Vamanamurthy. And Mahabali was there at that time. And if you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, what says there, who is coming? He's been told there. Advance notice to who? To Mahabali. Shuka Brahmarshi says to him, isn't it? If you look into the 8th canto, you will see there 18th chapter, certain verses there. 8:18. If you look into the verses 23 and 24, 23 says, Ittam sashishyeshu brigushvane katha vidarkyamano bhagavan savamana chatram sadandam sajalam kamandalum vivesha vibhradhayame dhavadam maunjya mekhalaya vidam ഉപവീതജിനോത്തരം ജഡിലം വാമനം വിപ്രം മായാമാണവകം ഹരിം മായാമാണവകം ഹരിം. കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് കം ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് വേ ദാറ്റ് ശുക്രാചാര്യ സെയ്സ് ടു ഹിം ദാറ്റ് മായാമാണവകം ഹരിം ദാറ്റ് ഹരി ഹു ഹാസ് കം ഇൻ ദിസ് ഡ്രസ്സസ് വാമനമൂർത്തി എൻറ്റേർഡ് ഇൻ ടു മഹാബലീസ് the sacrificial place, the sacrificial arena. When he saw that, Mahabali says to him, which you know, Swagatam me namastubhyam, kim brahman, kim karavamate, brahmarshinam tapar sakshal manye tva arya vaburdharam, he says there, isn't it? So, it was very impressive for Vamanamurthy when you look at him. Ideal brahmachari dress, krishnajinam, meghala, dandam, kamandalu, everything, proper brahmachari's dress. And he walked into that stage and seeing that Vamanamurthy, that brahma tejas in the face, Mahabali felt touched by that. So what did he say to him? He said that is all the great sages, their austerities and penances has taken the form and come like this. That's how he put it to him. Like this, he says to him. And he says to him, welcome, what can I do for you? He said, and he says to him that by your presence alone, Mahabali says to him, this Yajnashala, Yagashala has become purified and we are all satisfied with that. That's how he received them. And so you will see there in that verse also, Adhyana Pidara Stripta Adhyana Pavidam Kulam Adhya Srishta Kradurayam Yad Bhavan Agado Grihan. This is a 30, verse 30. 8:18:30. Bali is talking to him, Mahabali. First he says, Swagadam De Namastubhyam Brahman Kim Karavamate Brahmarshinam Tapasarshal Manyetuam Arya Vaburdharam. Then he says, Adhyana Pidarastrapta Adhyana Pavidam Kulam Adhya Swishta Kradurayam Yad Bhavan Agado Grihan. A warm welcome with such a glorification of Vamanamurthy, Mahabali has spoken these verses to him. So, At this time, Mahabali doesn't know who it is. It is later on that Shukracharya says to him, in his first experience of with Vamana, that is how he spoke, not knowing who he is. He was thinking, who is this great personality? By his very appearance itself, he was so affected by that, isn't it? So, but Mahabali, at that very moment itself, is thinking, this is not an ordinary person. He's thinking like that. And that is why he mentions there, is it the Vamanamurti is Krishna himself who had come, and he didn't make a mistake. Nobody told him, but his guess was right. Right guessing. That is at him, he thought like that, isn't it? So he says to Mahanamurti, he says to Vamanamurti, by your coming for this yajnam, the yajnam is completed. Everything has been completed. And my ancestors have all been satisfied with this. And all the ishti means the different stages in the yajnam. That's all been performed according to the vidhi, according to the injunctions. And it's completed now. And you can ask me now. Yajnam is over, he says, by your presence here. Yajnam is completed. You can ask me now what you want, he says to him. And you know the story, then what happened, isn't it? Lot of things. And he says to him, Mahabali, he says to Vamanamurti that if you come to Mahabali, you know what you have to ask. You should know, if you don't know, you should ask those things. Why? Dampam inside. Dampam. Like in the previous story, what you have seen. So only Mahanamurti is saying in a very humble way, all I'm asking for 3 feet of land. Shukracharya then tried to derail the whole thing. He tried to tell him that this is not that simple as Brahmana boy like you think about him, who he is. But in Mahabali's mind, there was no doubt what he had to do. You know? What he had to do. Because Mahabali was so clear that he was performing this yajnam in that mood. In that mood. Suppose if he had listened to Shukracharya at that time, anywhere, little bit. Shukracharya tried to change the whole thing, isn't it? And if little bit in his sankalpam, who sankalpam? Mahabali sankalpam. If there was anything, any mistake happened there, then Shukracharya would have got it done what he wanted. But he says to him that you should not give it to him what he is asking for, because he will cheat you. Mahabali says to him, I've told him, committed already, that I'll give it to him. Is it not? And how can I change it? Mahabali said, he stuck to his position, isn't it? So, if I have to give it, that finally when they offer Om Tat Sat, they say and hand over the water to them. Now, that has not been completed yet. Therefore, Shukracharya says to him, you don't have to, you can change your word. Only when you have said that Om Tat Sat, after that, if you have changed your word only. So, Shukracharya was looking for some excuse to come out of it in that. So, he says to him, Mahabali says, I don't talk lie. I don't talk lies. Is it proper for me to talk lies like this? So, for that also, Shukracharya has an answer. Shukracharya is his guru, isn't it? Shukracharya says to him, I know the Shastra better than you. I am the authority. You have to listen from me. And Shukracharya brought some Shastra and started reading it out. And he says, Strishu, Narmam, Vivaheshu, Vrityarthe, Pranasangade, Go Brahmanarthe, Himsayam, Yanrasya, Jugupsidam. So, which Shastram, we don't know. Some Shastram, somebody says it is Shukranidhi, some Shastram, what he has written himself. So, anyway, he said this verse to that, that is the verse about that. He says to him, sometimes confidential topics you don't want to say to the women at that time, but if you're locked into a situation at that time, you are allowed to lie. something like that. And Sukracharya mentioned, or jokingly you can say like this. So, jokingly, or after the, just like sometimes when you want to get married, at that time you may have to make your CV update in a different way, for the boy side as well as on the girl side, to get the marriage done, isn't it? And you make joke of that in India, that, oh, does the girl sings? Oh yeah, they sing like a beautiful, what you call the, peacock or something like that. But so can she sing now? No, no, she can't. She has got a sore throat. Yeah, things like that. All this is a part of that. So there it is allowed. It's not considered as a lie in those situations, isn't it? Similarly, we can do also in Vrityate Prana Sangade. I go for an interview, for a job, and they expect you a lot of things from you. You don't have all those qualifications, whether in computers and so many skills, this, that, and the other. So you can lie there, because it's Vrityate. It's allowed. And later on, if they catch you, you say, oh, well, I'm going to learn it. I can learn it. I'll pick it up while getting along with the work. Because some of these employees, what they expect from you also is a lot, isn't it? More than what an ordinary person will have with qualifications. So in situations like that, Vrityate Prana Sangade, if life is in danger, suppose somebody is going to be killed for due to some situation, and if he runs into your house, and if you have to give him shelter, and if you have to tell a lie that the person is not in there, that's allowed. Vrityate Prana Sangade. Go Brahmate Himsayam. So all different situations, lying, saying lies is allowed. It's not an absolute thing, I'm saying. So, so Shukracharya says to him, to Mahabali, that all these excuses, and Mahabali was not carried away by all those things. He says to him that if it is absolute truth, Krishna himself has come here, if I don't give it to him, what he is asking, will he not take it away from me? So what can I do? So is it not better I give it to him rather than he taking it from me? And Mahabali's logic is very good. Mahabali says to Shukracharya that Supreme Personality, Krishna himself, is coming here and showing, begging for. And how can I deny not to give it to him? And are you testing me? Saying this, he handed over to him. And handed over the 2 feet, isn't it? And after that, by the 2 feet, was whole thing was measured. He agreed for the 3 feet, but with the 2 feet, the whole thing was measured. And Vamanamurti said, where do I have the 3rd feet? Where do I put my feet? He says to him. So, knowing very well that Mahabali's situation very much, that he is in trouble, Vamanamurti didn't show any mercy. Vamanamurti asked Mahabali, where do I put my 3rd feet? You have promised me 3 feet of land. Where do I go? So, for the 1st feet and the 2nd feet, so, Krishna was trying to take away everything what his gross body had and what his subtle body had. Subtle body had. Both these things Krishna has taken out, everything from him. And he's asking, standing there asking him, where do I have the 3rd feet? So, it was at that time that Mahabali was in a doubt what to answer. And then the Varuna Pasham, the rope of Varuna, was brought in and tied down. So, at that time, it was at that point, all the Asuras, Mahabali's friends, they are all Asuras, aren't they? The names are mentioned there. They were all standing around him, and they got angry with Vamanamurti that they has tried to cheat Mahabali. Our king is such a nice and honest person. You have come here in the dress of this brahmachari, and they understood that this is not an ordinary person, it's Vishnu himself who is against them. And so they are saying that they decided to fight with Vishnu. They wanted to fight with him. And so Mahabali at that time says to them, to his own clan who was present there, he says to them that, do you know who this is, first of all? Do you know who this is? In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a famous verse, if you look into that chapter, about Mahabali's words about it. If you look into the chapter 21 in the 8th canto, 15th verse. Dridam panditamanyatnya stabdhosya asmadupekshaya machasanadigo yasmat ajiral brasyase shriyaham. Dridam panditamanyatnya stabdhosya asmadupekshaya machasanadigo yasmat ajiral brasyase. That is in the 20th chapter. Ajiral brasyase shriya. This was what was spoken by the, that if you think you are very learned and if you go against my instructions, Achiral Brasyase Shriya, you will lose all your wealth, lose all your opulences, says who? The Shuka Maharshi. Shukracharya says to Mahabali. And it is at that time that later on he says here that Mahabali, when he, this was spoken by who? Spoken by Shukracharya to Mahabali. Now Vamanamurti waiting now for an answer from Mahabali. With the 2 feet he has taken up everything what Mahabali had. Now he has decided to wanted to take out the next thing, and for the 3rd feet he wanted the place. Mahabali is saying this to who? To the Asuras who are present there. Do you know who is standing here? He says here, Mahabali put it like this, that 21st chapter, if you'll see there, Tan Abhidravado Drishtva Didi Janikavan Nrupa, 15th verse again. Tan Abhidravado Drishtva Didi Janikavan Nrupa Prahasyanuchara Vishnu Pratyashan Natudha Ayudha. That is that verse. 8th canto, 21st chapter, 15th verse. What he is saying? He is saying, if I was Hiranyakashipu, Mahabali is saying, if I was Hiranyakashipu, he would have jumped in front of me and he would have ripped me off like he did with Hiranyakashipu. He would have done that. But because I am Mahabali, he has come to me in this way. That is his logic. Because Hiranyakashipu, who is Hiranyakashipu? Yeah, belong to that same family tradition, isn't it? So Hiranyakashipu, there was no mercy. It was taken out from him, isn't it? So if it was Hiranyakashipu, he would have jumped in and ripped him off. But because I am Mahabali, he has shown me this mercy, he is saying. And it is that same person who is standing here, who has come and done that to Hiranyakashipu. And when it is him who gives everything to everybody in this world, and when he has given us all this, by now Mahabali is owning all the 3 planetary systems, everything. So when he has given us, we didn't tell him we don't want it. We took it happily. Everything is coming, isn't it? We took it. But similarly, when he is taking it away, what right have we got to say to him? That's a logical question, isn't it? This is when he gave it, we did not say no. We accepted it very happily. But now when he is taking it away, we have no right to say anything to him. And when he gave it, nobody has any complaint about it. Why you are complaining now when he is taking it away? This is Mahabali's logic. We look into that same chapter, 22nd verse. What he says there? He says there, Balena sajivair buddhya durgair mandra aushadadibhi samadibirubayescha kalam natyadivai janaha. Balena sajivair buddhya durgair mandra aushadadibhi samadibirubayescha kalam natyadivai janaha. Mahabali says to him that Kala Purusha, time personified, he is coming and standing in front of us like this. And even with your power, or even if you go to somebody else and get some counseling done there, and accepting that counseling, or with your intelligence, or by through mantra, chanting some mantram or aushadham, medicines, samam, dhanam, vedam, dandam, all the four kinds of dealings, none of them will work here. Mahabali is very intelligent. He says to them, nothing is going to work now. It is that situation. He says here, balena sajivair buddhya durgair mandram aushadadibi. Then samadibi rubayescha kalam natyadi vaijana. It's already decided. That vision what Mahabali had, nobody else had. That is Mahabali's greatness. To see things like that. That if it is already decided, none of these things will work, he's saying. Power won't work, strength won't work. And similarly, intelligence won't work. Mantra, chanting any mantra won't work. Aushadi won't work. Samam, Danam, Vedam, Dandam, none of them will work, he says to like that to him. How? Because time personified is standing right in front of me, he says. So, and nothing can be done. And then he turns around to Vamanamurti and says to him, and you are my spiritual master. You are my spiritual master. Because in this world, father, mother, relatives, they please us by giving things to us. Isn't it? By giving things to us, they please us. They give us food, they give us shelter, they give us toys, they give us dress, clothes, so many other things. And they keep on giving whole life and they please us in that way. But it is never complete, isn't it? They keep giving, but it is never satisfied. It's never, you can say, it is enough. And even if it is food, temporarily it will quench your hunger or thirst, whatever it is. But after a limit, you will say, oh, I want this, I want something else. Even if it is cash or money given like that, still sometimes it's not satisfying. Never it is satisfying. So, never, Mahabali's answer is, by giving something, a person will never become perfect, or receiving something. You will never become perfect. But only it's a spiritual master who takes away everything from the disciple. He does not make you perfect by giving. Instead, by taking it away, he makes you perfect. And therefore, that's what you have done to me, and therefore you are my spiritual master. Who says this? Mahabali to whom? To Vamanamurti. He says this. Look at that verse, what he says there. He says that, therefore, that if you look into that verse, he says, the 22nd chapter, that is how that verse goes. Tuam nunam, 5th verse, 28, 22, 5. Tuam nunam asuranam na paroksham paramo guru. Mahabali says to whom? To Vamanamurti. To Vamana says, you are my guru. Why? You took away everything from me. Tuam nunam asuranam na paroksha paramo guru. Yo no anega madhandhanam vibramsham chachura dishal. Because I have that pride ego in me. I own all these things. And no other person could have instructed Mahabali because he was too powerful. He was too big. His ego was also so big. So the only person who could do that was Krishna himself. And he came in the form of Vamanamurti and took away everything from Mahabali. And Mahabali learned the greatest lesson in his life. That is why he is acknowledging there that you are my spiritual master, because all others give and try to make us complete. It shall never become, happen. But you are the only person who has taken away from me everything and made me realize who I am. Therefore, you are my guru. That's that recognition. Acknowledging that is in that verse. What you see there, that is in that verse. So you can see here, body, mind, intelligence, ego, everything he has taken. Who? Mahamurti has taken, isn't it? Because the last thing what he wanted was that ego to surrender. And that is that, that means including that ajnanam, avidya, which is that ego inside. And that was taken out by Mahamurti. And Mahabali realizes the truth. Mahabali realizes the truth and brought him to understand. Na tejo, na vayu, shiva kevaloham. I am pure consciousness. This understanding came to Mahabali with this relationship, with this interaction with Vamanamurti. So, if you take away everything from the body, body, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, and all other false designations, everything, what still remains? That is I am. That is my true identity, isn't it? Na tejo, na vayu. So, shiva kevaloham. So, to make us realize that identity, who we are, that is what that episode is trying to show into us. You will see that verse. You know, anega madandhanam vibramsham chakshuradishat. So, paroksha paramam guru, he says. Paroksha paramam guru. And paroksham level, you are our guru. You are our teacher. Who else will instruct us like this? Because that's what Vamanamurti has done there. Vamanamurti made Mahabali realize who he is. Not the king, not the emperor, not the asura, nothing. Not the body, not the mind, not the intelligence, not the ego, but pure spirit, Atma. Atma. Mahabali self-realization, in other words. By taking away everything from Mahabali, Vamanamurti has done this. Isn't it? So, and that is how you will find there. That the place, I know that I have to keep my word, he said. And you haven't put your feet, I will offer you a place where you have not put your feet yet. And you can put that feet there and you have to accept that that is the third feet. So on that understanding, Vamanamurti bowed down in front of Mahabali and showed the head. Krishna also said, I have accepted it and put the feet. So, although in the story form all this is there, from the subtle side if you look at that, this, why is it being spoken in this way? To indicate to us that the, unless that ahankaram, that's the last thing that will leave us, the ego. You can hand over all your material assets. You can give up everything else in this world. But that ahankaram, false ego, unless that's handed over to Krishna, it will not go. It will not go. And that is why Sharanagati, surrender, all this is important. And this Mahabali is one of the best examples of surrender in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? We have so many examples in the Bhagavatam. Uttaradevi surrender. Then we have got Ambarish Maharaj surrender. Now we have got the Mahabali surrender. And like this, there are so many places. Gajendra surrender in the Bhagavatam. So all this surrender is showing to us till that ego inside, which is not real. It's a false thing. As I was mentioning in the beginning of the class today, that personality, ahankaram, is a false thing. And that handing it over is the most difficult thing also, finally, to do that. Like the society, like the relationships, equally false is this personality also. And to hand that over was most difficult thing, but Mahabali could do that by offering it to Krishna directly. And that's what he's indicating us. So, he says to him, when this happened, a great personality that Krishna called him by the name Veera, heroic, you are a hero, he says to him. Because, when I want to bless someone who says, Vamanamurti says, first thing what I'll do, I'll take out all the external things first, before I take out his ego. First, all the external things are taken out. That is why he says here, if you see in the same chapter, he says to him that, Brahman yamanu grahnami tadvisho vidhinamyaham. Sri Bhagavan Vacha 24, 8:22-24. Brahman yamanu grahnami tadvisho vidhinamyaham. యన్మద పురుషస్తబ్ధో లోకం మాం చావమన్యతే. దిస్ ఈస్ కృష్ణస్ రూల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ దాట్ ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ టేకన్ అవుట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్ దాట్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ అస్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ అస్ అ లాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈస్ నాట్ రియలీ హ్యాపీ విత్ అస్ హీఈస్ ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ అవర్ డిజైర్స్ ప్లేయింగ్ విత్ అవర్ డిజైర్స్ So, Srimad Bhagavatam has this important message that while surrendering to Krishna, if you wholeheartedly don't hand it over, it will be taken one day. If you don't wholeheartedly don't give it, it will be taken one day. The message is always simple. Yatyam, yatyam, yatyam. That is the principle. Hand over, hand over, hand over. Nothing else. Nothing is yours. That's Krishna's point. Everything is mine, he told Mahavali. That, and you are telling me you are giving it to me. You are taking my things and giving back to me. He says, that's what Mahabali said to him. Bhavanamurti says to Mahabali. So here also the same thing. Yasyaham emanikrishnami taddisho vidhinomyaham and yanmada purushastabdho logamham chavamanyate. So wherever you have put your false ego and try to identify with it saying that it's mine, I will smash it down first. I will smash it down first. And then if I do that, his ego will get crushed. His ego will, yes, because ego comes from the money, position, followers, wealth, all these kind of things. Isn't that's where the ego builds up. So it'll get crushed there, and then it will become a mercy. And not by giving something, it becomes a mercy for him. So wherever our abhimanam, our pride, ahankaram is stuck, Krishna will smash that first. And that will inevitably it will create auspiciousness for those from whom it has been taken out. That is Krishna's mercy. That is his blessing, isn't it? So even if all these things happened and he got the curse from Shukracharya and Vamanamurti has done all these things, still Mahabali was very firm in his position, isn't it? And that is what Krishna appreciated and told him in that 35th verse. He told him, hey Veera, saying to him, Veera, he says to him, Rakshishye sarvadoham tvam sanugam sabarichadam, 35. And sada sanihidam Veera, tatramam drakshade bhavan. Krishna has never called anybody like this, Veera. Veera is a very heroic word, isn't it? Seeing that Mahabali's determination, Krishna is saying to Mahabali, Rakshishye sarvadoham tvam sanugam sabarichadam, సదా సన్నిహితం వీరా త్రమాం ద్రక్షదే భవాన్. దిస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ వాట్ కృష్ణ హెస్ గివెన్ టు మహాబలి, కృష్ణ హెస్ నాట్ గివెన్ టు ఎనీబడి ఎల్స్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం. నో వన్ ఎల్స్ హెస్ రిసీవ్డ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ లైక్ దిస్. ఐ విల్ బి దేర్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ అండర్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్, నాట్ ఓన్లీ యూ, ఆల్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ, ఆల్ టైమ్. ప్లస్ హీ సేస్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ దాట్ ఐ విల్ సే దిస్ అండ్ గో అవే, బట్ యూ విల్ సీ మీ స్టాండింగ్ దేర్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ యూ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. ఇన్ ది భాగవతం దాట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్, ఇసన్ ఇట్. సో దాస్ దర్శసే భవాన్. సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఈస్ ఏ డైరెక్ట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ టు దట్ వర్స్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత. విచ్ వన్? అనన్యశ్చిందయందో మాం ఏ జనాం పరివాసదే తేషాం నిత్యాభియుక్తానాం యోగక్షేమం వహామ్యహం. Remember that? It's in the 9th chapter, I think. So that verse, if you want to see an example of that, this is this verse in the Bhagavatam. Ananyaschindayandomam, that's a famous verse. Yajana parivasade tasham nityabhiktanam yogakshemam mahamyam. It is an explanation of that. He says, Krishna is saying there, I will protect you, not only you, whoever is with you, I will protect them as well. And whatever you have got, everything will be protected. Sanyugam sabarichadam, he says. And all these, what it you have, considers yours. And not that I will stay in Vaikuntham and protect from there. But sada sanihidam veera, I will be present there all the time. And if you say, do I have to believe what you are saying? He says, tatramam drakshase bhavan. You will see me standing there. And at every step, you will see my presence there. And this was the blessing he has given to Mahabali. Mahabali was all handed over Sutalam to Mahabali. Sutalam is a highly, with a lot of opulences. Sutalam like Swargalokam, heavenly planets, even more than the Swargalokam. It was given to Mahabali And after that, Shukracharya was present there, and Krishna also tested Shukracharya, like the way he did with Mahabali. He tested him. Krishna says to him, the sacrifice you have started is not complete yet. That's how it started, isn't it? The sacrifice, what Mahabali has started, was under Shukracharya's instructions. It's halfway, Vamanamurti came in and all these things happened. So sacrifice is not completed. And he says to Shukracharya that call all the Brahmanas present there, chant the mantras properly, and then complete this yajna. Sacrifice, he says to him. Shukracharya says, please don't test me, he says. Shukracharya knew who it is, isn't it? Already by chanting your holy name, this yajna is already complete. And therefore, there is nothing much to be done. If you look into the 23rd chapter, you will see what he says there. See, Shukracharya, he says, 16th verse, Mandram, Tandram, Taschidram, Deshakalarhavastutaha, Sarvam Karyodinishchidram, Nama Sangirtanam Tava. In all situations, if we chant the holy name of Krishna, that yajnam, even if there is any faults, if there is any shortcoming in that, suppose you have done everything according to the Shastram, but without your knowledge, things can happen. Because we don't know everything all the time, isn't it? So in such situations, that is what it is saying. In such situations, if you chant Krishna's holy name, that yajnam is considered to be complete. That's it. To show the potency of the holy name. That's also involved in that. So, therefore, he says, because purpose of all the yajnam is yajnavai Vishnuhu. Yajnam is Krishna's manifestations, isn't it? So, purpose of yajnam is self-realization at the end. And Krishna has come here, and therefore it means the yajnam is a success. That is Mahabali's logic towards him. And finally, Krishna says to him, you have accepted, I know that you have accepted this sacrifice, and therefore it is complete. And even though apparently it may look as though it is half completed, in reality it is fully completed. Some instances we may not complete some yajnam properly, because due to our lack of knowledge or lack of proper facilities, some reasons, some yajnam may not be completed. Like Prajina Barhis yajnam in the Bhagavadam. Remember Prajina Barhis in the fourth canto. So he performed so much yajnam, and in the between he had a problem. Prajina Barhis had a problem with the yajnam. Narada Maharshi came and started confusing him altogether. That we'll see later. So, so this incident, what happened to him, it has happened many, many times later. Akhandananda Saraswati was a famous personality in Vrindavanam, who wrote a famous commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam for many years. He was so famous in the Vrindavanam, and his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam is well known. So, one stage, his spiritual master told him that he was spending his time in Vrindavanam chanting the holy name. Spiritual master told him that now you can stop chanting the holy name. But because he has chanted so much, he couldn't give it up. It has become his samskaram inside. So he continued chanting for still while. And one day, while bathing in Yamuna River, what happened was, he took out this chanting bead from the neck and was bathing. At that time, a huge bird came and snatched it from him and went away from there. And it went and put it somewhere else in the river. So with that, immediately he stopped that chanting. So some instances he realized at that time that my spiritual master has told me now that you can stop the holy name. That means even that karmam, he had to finish it, but he didn't finish it, kept doing it. So in that instances, that spiritual master has told him that now that you have chanted enough, you come to that stage now. You can read about Anandananda Swamiji in the web. There's a lot mentioned about him separately. Famous personality, lot of great Bhagavata speakers have followed him later on. Because of his realizations. He gave beautiful commentary in Hindi for his commentary on Bhagavatam. And that yajnam, he had this experience in Vrindavanam. This happened to him. So Krishna is saying here that yajnam, you don't know when it is complete. Sometimes it gets completed like this. So wherever Krishna's presence is there, that bird who has come like that and snatched that was Krishna himself, they say. That from him to complete that, his yajnam was like that. And that is that yajnam. That is the sixth example of the yajnam. Now we'll have a break and we'll continue afterwards.
Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamaha navagni nirvavanam shreyakaidava chandriga vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purnamrada swadanam sarvatna svanam param vijayave shrikrishna sankirtanam namnamagari bahuda nija sarvashakti tatrarpida niyamida smaranena kalam ఏదాదృశీ తవ కృపా భగవన్ మమావి దుర్దైవమీదృశమిహాజని ననురాగా తృణారవీషుని చైన తదూరవీ సహిష్ణునా నామానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదా హరి నధనం నజనం నసుందరీం కవితాం వా జగదీశ కామయే మమ జన్మని జన్మనీశ్వరే భవదాద్ భక్తిరహే దుగిత్వై ఐ నందనూజ కింకరం పతిదామాం విషమే భవాంబుదౌ కృపయా తవ పాద పంకజ స్థిత ధూళి సదృశం విచిందయాం నయనం గలద శ్రుధారయా వదనం గద్గదరుద్ధయా గిరాం పులగైర్నిచితం గదా వపో తవన్నామ గ్రహణే భవిష్యతి యుగాయిదం నిమేషేణ చక్షుషా ప్రావిశాయిదం శూన్యాయుధం జగల్ సర్వం గోవింద విరహే నమే ఆశ్లిష్య వా పాదరదాం వినష్టు మాం అదర్శనాం మర్మహదాం కరోతు వా యథా తథా వా విదధా దులంబరో మత్ ప్రాణనాథాస్తు న ఏవ నాపరా.
అఫలాకాంక్షిభిర్యజ్ఞో విధిదృష్టో యమిజ్యదే యష్టవ్యమేవేతి మనః సమాధాయ సాత్వికాః అభిసంధాయతు ఫలం దంభార్థం అభిజైవయన్ ఇజ్యదే భరత శ్రేష్ట తం యజ్ఞం విధిరాజసం. సో వి హావ్ బీన్ సీయింగ్ బోత్ యజ్ఞం అండర్ సాత్వికం అండ్ Rajasam, isn't it? Now, finally, the last example. We have seen six different ones. The seventh one. In Mahabharatam, Dharmaputra performed a sacrifice, isn't it? And so, a mongoose came there in that sacrifice. He says that this yajnam is not proper. Mongoose says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira says to him that half of the mongoose body was golden color, half was normal color, isn't it? So the mongoose, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked him, what are you saying like this? He said, this mongoose says to him that once it so happened that a brahmana, he could not bear hunger anymore. And at that time when he was sitting like that, Indra came there to test him and asked him for some charity at that time. So he had only some little food left. And that food what he had, he handed over to Indra. Indra came asking for food in a disguise form. Then he handed over all the food from his wife and all the food for his children. They were all starving at that time. And they were more or less close to death, but even in that condition, they handed over everything to Indra. So Indra, pleased with that action from the Brahmana, gave his darshanam and showed him who he is, who Indra is. And Indra decided to take them to the heavenly planets and took them there. So I was there at that time. This mongoose says, when this incident happened, after seeing that, after that they have left, what I did, the mongoose says, the place where they had eaten, I started rolling myself in that ground. And when I rolled over, half my body has become golden color. Golden color. And now, since then, I've been looking for another sacrifice like that. Now, sacrifice, you should never misunderstand that thinking that it is only a fire sacrifice and people sitting and chanting mantra. Not like that. If you make a life a yajnam, this is what happened there. Brahmana was not performing any sacrifice as such. What was sacrifice there? That Brahmana had some food left. He was going to eat that. Indra came to test his resolve. How fixed he is in the principles, the knowledge. And he won that. He passed the test, isn't it? That he performed a proper sacrifice there, handing over everything to Indra. Hunger person has come, his own food, wife's food, children's food, everything he told him to eat and give it. And that means the highest sacrifice he has done. So, yajnam he has performed properly without expectation of any results and at the same time based on the shastram. That somebody, hunger person comes to you, you're supposed to give the food what you have and satisfy that person. He's a guest who had come. So, this mongoose who had this experience there, knowing very well that that sacrifice was perfect, performed in the satya mood, I rolled over, half my body has become golden color. And now, since then, I've been looking for another sacrifice like that. And that is why I tried here, but my body is still the same. It hasn't happened, he says. That same effect is not happening here. Because that tyagam, what happened in that yajnam, what that Brahmana has performed, that has not happened here. This was the reason why you were saying this. Why has it not happened? Imagine that. Before the Rajasuyam was done, Yudhishthira had to send the four brothers in four directions and had to forcefully extract the wealth from all those kings. That means that was, first thing was not properly secured. Whereas Brahmana was, situation was different, isn't it? So, sacrifice hasn't happened in the same way as it happened with the Brahmana. So, he says, from the mongoose viewpoint, he says to him, real tyagam has not happened. Tyagam means giving up the way without attachment, handing it over. So, because the yajnam had some expectations from that. Yudhishthira Maharaj had some expectations from that. And so many Ashwamedham he performed, who Yudhishthira, and Rajasuyam also. And normally, these are performed by kings, emperors and kings. No ordinary people cannot do it, because you need the proper manpower for that, the qualified people. They won't come, ordinary people, if you invite them, they won't come. Only kings and with their authority they invite, they'll come. And then they also know, the brahmanas who have to come for these sacrifices, that to provide all the facilities, only king is capable of. The ingredients, that pure quality ingredients, and all these things, it's only possible for them. So, this Ashwamedham, for example, Ashwamedha sacrifice, if you take, it is spoken in the Vedam in one of the end yajnams. It's mentioned as end yajnam. So, many of those yajnams mentioned there is executed with expectation of results. Many of them is like that. Expectation of results. Isn't it? So, Dashapurna Masam, then you will see if you look into almanacs and all, that what is this Ishti? There are so many technical words related to this yajnam. Ishti is one of that. Dashapurna Masam is another one. So, when Ashwamedham begins, when Ashwamedham finishes, all these things is spoken by them. So, this Ashwamedham, Krishna is saying here that only the kings have got the are allowed to do it. Ashwamedham. Only kings are allowed to do it. Horse sacrifice, in other words. And in Kaliyugam, it is not allowed. Mentions there. Because there is no kings in the Kali also. isn't it? Or we have democratic governments. So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it begins with this Ashwamedha Yajna. If you look into Brihadaranyaka, you will see it begins with this Ashwamedha Yajna. And that horse, what is going to be sacrificed in that Yajna, is taken as the world itself. And at the end of that Yajna, when it comes to this Yajna, when it comes to Upanishads, it takes a different pattern altogether. There's so many intricate things here. That in the Yajna means in the Yajurvedam, when it is spoken as a Yajna, it is spoken as a horse, sacrifice, everything. But Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, if you read, you will see the beginning is like a Yajna, it begins. Now you will start wondering what Yajna has got to do with Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, isn't it? So there it is assumed like this, that the world is like a horse. Ready for the sacrifice, and ultimately it turns into Ashwamedha Yajna, is turned into Jnana Yajna, a Yajna of knowledge, in other words. So, Bahya Yajna is to make it as Jnana Yajna. That is the goal of everything. If you leave Bhagavad Gita, you will see this. Krishna is saying, Jnana Yajna is above all other Yajna. Jnana Yajna. Self realization at the end. That is why I think it is in the fourth chapter. He mentions all these things. There, Jnana Yajna Chapinne Yajande. Let's look at our verses. That Yajnam, the very nature of Yajnam, ultimately it has to become turned into Jnanam. And it has to become a Jnana Yajnam. That means it has to develop into spiritual realizations. Spiritual realizations. We'll see there 12th verse. Kankshanda karmanam siddhim yajanda mihadevada kshipram hi manushe loge siddhir bhavadi karmaja. One word. Then Krishna saying 14. Namam karmani limbandi name karma phale spruha idimam yobhi janadi karmabhir nasapadyade. Whole of Bhagavad Gita is nothing but yajnam, yajnam, yajnam. Krishna keeps repeating this. Evam yatva kritam karma purvairabhi mumukshubhi kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvai purvataram kritam. Karmano kim karma kima karma idi kavayopyatra mohida tate karma pravakshyami yajna atva mokshase shubhat. Karmano hibi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gadi. Then karmanya karmaya pashyet akarmani cha karmaya sa buddhiman manushyeshu sayukta krishna karma krit. Then you will see that next verse. Yasya sarve samarambha kamam sangalpam varjidam. No desires, no expectations, no sangalpam inside, that with any thoughts of having some results from that, coming that, from the kama sangalpam it's called. Kama sangalpam means that you have no expectations at all, completely free, devoid of all expectations, and completely without any sangalpam inside. You know, it's a very difficult thing to get rid of, this sangalpam inside, isn't it? In every dealing transactions in this world, there is sangalpam behind it, is it not? So, just like we will say, oh, we have no desires and all that. But when you go and stand in front of the deity, your distress will pop up inside. And you will say, knowingly or unknowingly, you will say to Krishna that I have this difficulty. Suppose your health is in bad shape. Would he not pray for your recovery? It's unavoidable, isn't it? Something, and you are really suffering in life with health problems. What will you do? You will say to Krishna, because you know that no medicine is working. Nothing can help. And at that point in time, either you want to leave this body and go, or you want to live a proper life without being a burden on others. Is it not? This is natural in human life, is like that. So Krishna is saying to us, that yasya sarve samarambha kama sangalpa varjita. So some sangalpam will be there inside us. Suppose I have a problem in family life, that problem will be there. Or if I have a problem with the jobs, that will be there. My boss has given me a lot of trouble. Then I will be naturally thinking that at least do something about him. Either if you are working in a big company, you will pray or let him go, somebody else come in his position whom you can work with. Is it not? So daily some problem you are suffering from, material problems in life. And this will pop up when you are in front of the deity. We are conditioned souls. We are not realized souls. So Krishna is saying, ഓൾ ദാറ്റ് സങ്കല്പം ഹാസ് ടു ഗോ ഞാൻ അഗ്നി സർവകർമാണാം തമാഹു പണ്ഡിതംബുക ഈ സൈസ് ഓൾ ദിസ് ഹാസ് ടു ബേൺ ഇൻ ദ ഫയർ ഓഫ് നോളജ് സോ ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ഹൗ സ്ട്രോങ് ദാറ്റ് ഫയർ മസ്റ്റ് ബി ഇൻസൈഡ് ഓഫ് നോളജ് ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് നോട്ട് അതർവൈസ് ഇറ്റ് വോണ്ട് ബേൺ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ഹിയർ ഓൾസോ ദാറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനയജ്ഞേന ചാപ്യന്യെ യു വിൽ സീ മെനി വേഴ്സസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ജ്ഞാനയജ്ഞം ഇൻ ദി ഭഗവത്ഗീത So, this Jnana Yajnam, Krishna says here, that Devam Eva Pare Yajnam Yoginam Parivasade, 25th verse, Brahma Agnav Apare Yajnam Yajnene Evopa Jukhvati, Shrotrani Indriyanyanyi Samyam Agneshu Jukhvati, Shabdadin Vishayananya Indriyagneshu Jukhvati. Then Sarvavindriya Karmani, Prana Karmani Chapare, Atma Samyamano Yogagno Jukhvati Jnana Divide. That is it. Juhadi, Jnana Deepade. And so Krishna has given importance to Jnana Yajnam. That fourth chapter is all about Jnana Yajnam. Sacrifice for Jnana Yajnam, which is above Ashwamedham. And all Ashwamedham, everything is converted into Jnana Yajnam in Brihadaranya Upanishad. Dravya Yajnas Tapo Yajnam Yoga Yajnas Tathapare Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnascha Yadaya Samshita Vrata. That is the 28th verse. So, it is a whole, if you go back into our discussions about those verses in that, you will understand it better if you have forgotten that. And we have discussed this, what is each individually means. Yeah. So that's what Krishna is saying here also. Krishna is saying here that turning everything into Jnanayajnam, ultimately, it has to become Jnanayajnam. So if knowledge is not there with the Yajnam, and the result of that benefit coming from the yajnam will be eaten away by the false ego. You see that? If there is no proper knowledge of the yajnam, that means if you haven't reached that state yet, and if you are performing a yajnam, because the results, whatever that is to come from that, it will be eaten away by the false ego. By the false ego. That is the reason that Krishna is saying to Arjuna, whatever yajnam you are doing, do it in the mood of sattvagunam, sattvigam, not in the rajasam. Not in the rajasam. That is why it is spoken like that. So those two verses are very, very important. And if you translate, or if you translate our life as a yajnam, then always you have to keep notice of this. It should be sattvigam. If it is rajasam, it will create problems also. So, lot of things to take into account. I'm saying that even while executing dharmam, how uncareful one has to be. After saying this, Krishna is talking about the last one, tamasa yajnam. What that means. Let's look at that. Text 13. Vidhihinam asrishtannam. Mandrahinam adakshinam. ശ്രദ്ധ വിരഹിതം യജ്ഞം താമസം പരിചക്ഷതേ വിദ്യഹീനമസൃഷ്ടാന്നം മന്ത്രഹീനം അദക്ഷിണം ശ്രദ്ധ വിരഹിതം യജ്ഞം താമസം പരിചക്ഷതേ വിധിഹീനം അസൃഷ്ടാന്നം മന്ത്രഹീനം അദക്ഷിണം ശ്രദ്ധ വിരഹിതം യജ്ഞം താമസം പരിചക്ഷതെ കൃഷ്ണ ഇസ് സെയിങ് എനി സാക്രിഫൈസ് പെർഫോംഡ് വിതൌട്ട് റിഗാർഡ് ഫോർ ദി ഡിറക്ഷൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി സ്ക്രിപ്ചർ വിതൌട്ട് ഡിസ്ട്രിബ്യൂഷൻ ഓഫ് പ്രസാദം സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ് വിതൌട്ട് ചാന്റിംഗ് ഓഫ് വേദിക് ഹിംസ് ആൻഡ് റെമ്യൂണറേഷൻ ടു ദ പ്രീസ്റ്റ്സ് ആൻഡ് വിതൌട്ട് ഫെയ്ത്ത് ഈസ് കൺസിഡർഡ് ടു ബി ഇൻ ദ മൂഡ് ഓഫ് ഇഗ്നോറൻസ് ignorance. Vidihinam asrishtannam mandrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahidam yajnam tamasam parichakshade. So here tamogunam tamasik yajnam, what does that mean? Isn't it tamasa means darkness? In darkness when performs yajnam, because that means you are doing that yajnam in ajnanam, without knowledge, without any knowledge. Somehow the other he got an idea, I have to do some yajnam and he is thinking that, why shouldn't I do it one? So he has decided to do that. Now if you ask him, based on what scripture, what shastram, or what is the vidhi? Vidhi is the word for that. What's the vidhi behind it? He says, what vidhi? He says, I've decided. Lot of yams are like that. These days what goes on? Committee has decided. And that's it. And which shastra? Don't ask all that questions. We have decided like this. We have decided because that's the vidhi. Because vidhi is what we decide is the vidhi. That's the attitude. And I found out something new, Yajnam. I've developed something. This attitude. So Kali Yugam is special for this. It's a speciality of the Kali Yugam is this nature of the people like this. Without proper any consultation of Shastram, nobody to advise them, they won't take any instructions from anybody. They'll go and do things because it suits the situation. It gets people coming, or you want to raise the fundraising. This is a nonsense, total nonsense that is. What can you do? Public are also ignorant. They don't know what is right and wrong, isn't it? So they fall, oh, it's a big sacrifice. You have to make the whole thing attract you to the public. That's the goal, isn't it? Shastram is not written to attract the public. This is a publicity propaganda, what goes on. It's nonsense, that is. So Krishna is saying to us, that is tamasa yajnam, if anything is done like that, without any shastric authority. If you ask them why you are doing this, this we have decided, we are the authority, so you follow us. You're following us, so you follow us, what we listen to what we're doing. So, Krishna is saying here, normally so many new yajnams are coming up like this, in different institutions and organizations. They're all doing this, isn't it? And they will do some mantra, they will chant. People are not bothered about anything. They just want to be there in the yajnam, they want some satisfaction. They get fooled in that way. And they'll come and they will participate. And after that they will have the fundraising, and they will make sure that the yajnam has to be paid for. And brahmanas also equally bad who are doing this. They also haven't got a clue what they are doing because they're not spiritually involved in that. They're thinking, oh, it's a job I have to do. I've been invited and I get paid, so why not? They also want to make a living out of it, isn't it? So that is what Krishna is saying here. Then you see that word Krishna has used, Shraddha Virahitam Yajnam Tamasam Parijakshate. There is no Shraddha in that Yajnam. There's no Shraddha at all. Shraddha Virahitam Yajnam Tamasam Parijakshate, Krishna is saying. So, because he himself has given a commentary or sort of a explanation to what he is doing. On his own mind, he gives some interpretation to that. And he gave a name himself for that, calling that this is a yajnam. And he has performed the yajnam. And this kind of yajnam is happening in so many places. So because of that, it is not helping them to elevate themselves. That is one thing Krishna is pointing out to us. That Shraddha Virahidam Yajnam Dhamasam Parijakshade. That means it will not elevate that person, first thing. Not only that, it will increase his dambham, the ego inside. Dambham means that, you know what that means, isn't it? Yeah. His arrogance inside will develop stronger. Because they do one yajnam, and if you're raised to some £1,000,000, you'll still have another one, next one. Plan. Already feeling strength that I've done the right thing, otherwise how £1,000,000 has come? Like, that's his logic behind that, isn't it? So, vidhihinam, Krishna says vidhihinam, is not authenticated by Shastram. Then what else? Asrishtannam. Therefore also he says there is no prasadam distributed after that to the people, after the yajnam. This is counting, or it's going to be so expensive. So, Shastram is not a pramanam for them, for anything. And for them, pramanam means authority. They themselves are the authority. Shastram is not the authority. And the mantrahinam, if you ask them, the brahmanas are also very clever, because they know they're all fools sitting around them. So they'll chant some shloka, some verses from some book. It doesn't matter. Shuklam Bharadaram Vishnum Shashivarnam Chaturbhuja. Some Vishnu Sahasranam or something like that. They won't know what mantra. Because what can you chant for this yajnam? Because there is no yajnam mentioned in the Shastram. These people have organized the yajnam. And those, these brahmanas are thinking that this yajnam is not even mentioned in the Shastram. And there is no mantra for that yajnam. So, but they want it to be done. So I'll recite some verses. And they will pick up some verses from some Ramayana, Mahabharata, somewhere like that. And I will chant those verses. So you can imagine the whole thing is wishy-washy, isn't it? Completely hopeless. So that is what Krishna is saying there. Mantra-heenam. There is no mantram properly what is to be chanted in the yajnam. Adakshinam. Adakshinam. After that, Brahmanas have come. Now the whole thing is a hoax, isn't it? Complete hoax it is. So, the man who is organizing this yajnam, he is expecting results. And he would have already sorted out with the brahmana how much dakshina is going to give. Brahmanas are also very cunning these days in that sense. That they know how to extract the money out. So, they will also put their conditions. This is how much I am expecting from this yajnam. So, they would have already agreed upon everything, isn't it? But sometimes they will say, if the yajnam didn't work out very well, the organizers will say, we expected a lot more than this. So you got to take a cut out of this. They will negotiate the dakshina also with them. Its whole thing is a business deal. What goes on at that time. So, that is why Krishna is saying all these things. Vidhihinam, asrishtanam, mandrahinam, adakshinam. Adakshinam. Then, shraddha virahidam yajnam. So, Sannyasi who lives in Haridwar, Ram Sukhdev Maharaj, he mentions about this. He says that if you make the offering in that ahuti, in that only there will be some changes in the nature. It's environmental friendly, it is, he says. Like that. The fire is burning. And if you offer at least something good, maybe it may help the environment, he says, in a jokingly about it, because he understands this is a complete hoax, isn't it? You don't need any mantra, but if you have a mantra, then you have to have a devata for that, and Vedam is required, and Smriti has to be followed in all these things. And you are interpreting the whole thing in a different way altogether. That means you are creating some vibrations in the air, because sacrifices are supposed to create such fine vibrations in the sound vibrations in the atmosphere. And purify the whole place. So you can see, when proper sacrifices are done, if you go there, after the sacrifice, the prasadam will be given to people. A lot of prasadam will be given to the people. Very expensive sacrifices when they perform. So Smriti also mentions like this, that these people will create their own Smriti about the sacrifices. So they are not interested in the mantra. They are not interested in the mantra. And they will think what they think is right. They will chant at that time, whatever it may be. What can you do if they don't know about it? What can be done? Brahmanas also are helpless because the customers are like this. Customers develop the market, isn't it? They rule the market. So, like the manufacturer who produce the goods to suit the market conditions, isn't it? That's business. That what the market is demanding, you have to produce the goods for that. Fashion goods and all that, changing all the time according to the demand from the customer. So similarly, these people also, Brahmanas also, they know the market, that this is the type of yajnam goes on. So they are a part of it. What can you do? And they will naturally expect these things to happen. So there's a story about that. You know, Sandhyavandanam. Sandhyavandanam means what the Brahmanas have to do 3 times a day. So, a child was taught, this is in the modern days I'm talking about. Child was taught about that, how to do Sandhyavandanam. So, in Sandhyavandanam he was doing, the father was observing the son, how he is doing that. He has taught the son, because the society is saying to them that they should be given the Upadayanam and then Sandhyavandanam should be taught to him, how to do it. So, the child, after having been taught everything, he chanted the mantra. Everything was not going very well. He was finding it very difficult. So what he did, the child, like the brahmanas do, He chanted some verses, what he knew, to get the time through. Because the child has no faith in that. He's also, because he's a child only, what can he do? He chanted all that. So, the father is asking him, that why are you chanting like this? Everything is so many different verses from here and there, he says. So, the son says to him, I've forgotten everything, he says. Only 4 days ago, they've taught him all the verses. What has to chant? He has forgotten everything. So, what the child did to escape from the situation, whatever verses he knew, he chanted that. So the father will keep quiet. He thought about that. So Gayatri, everything what was talking, he has forgotten that. So then the son says, I have forgotten everything. He says to the father, now you teach me all those verses, what is the right one. So father says to him, if you have forgotten in 4 days, imagine my situation, 20 years I have not chanted. How do you expect me to remember? The father says to the son, this is how it is these days. This is how it is. These days. In 4 days, if you have forgotten, how do you expect me to remember which I have chanted 20 years ago? This is what it has come to. So, that's what Krishna is saying here, that the mandrahinam, vidihinam, asrishtanam, mandrahinam, adakshinam, shraddha virahidam yajnam, tamasam parijakshade. All this is tamasayajnam. All this is tamasayajnam. So, like this. Look at that. Asrishtanam. Asrishtanam. Some people will say, why do you have to give prasadam to people? What's the need for that? You know, what are they doing? They're not doing anything. Why do you give prasadam to people unnecessarily? He says like that. And if you give them prasadam, they'll become lazy. They won't do any work. They'll simply come for the prasadam, take prasadam and go. With this attitude, this is tamasam parijakshade. It is tamasam, isn't it? And therefore, this all happens in the world these days, that they will decide, oh, we don't need such a prasadam for everybody. We give them in everyone's hand a little bit halwa or a little bit khichdi and they can go. That's enough for them. We can't give everybody. But they'll be there with the receipt book to raise the funds because everything is centered around that now, isn't it? So, that is why here, it says, adakshinam. Adakshinam means, you give the prasadam to people, but at the same time, you are saying dakshina also. Why dakshina has to be given? We have created this brahmanas community, fully lazy men, won't do anything, simply eating and taking dakshina from us. So, there is no necessity for dakshina. Some organizers, they decide like that. That is what Krishna says here, shraddha virahitam yajnam. Shraddha virahitam yajnam. And not interested in anything. There is no Shraddha in anything what they are doing. So, so you will notice if you look into in different places in India, so many Yagam Yajnam is going on in so many different places. And it's rarely you will see Veda Vihita Yajnam properly with the proper understanding it's being done. And with the proper people in knowledge in charge of that is very, very, very rare. Very, very rare. And because that samskaram has completely gone away. And in place of that, a false thing has been created. Falsely. And people have this difficulty, you know, that the Vaidika samskaram lasted so many thousands and thousands of years. But when in a society, when Vedic education stops, little by little, the culture leaves, and eventually what will happen is, in place of all the rituals what used to happen before, a substitution comes like this, without any proper understanding, false things done, performed, and it is all turned down into a business and money-making process altogether. And it will be very difficult to know whether it is authenticated or not. Most of the people get trapped in that. They cannot ask this question to anybody because big organizations, big institutions are doing it and they see that they all are dressed properly, you know, the suitable dress and everything, and a lot of money is spent in all these things. And people get the impression that if they are all doing it, it must be correct. This is what they think about it. Otherwise, how can it be? And what I don't know anything. But they must be knowing about it. This is people's attitude. Majority of the people, because they haven't studied Shastram, heard the Shastram properly in the right source, and that culture has slowly disappeared. In the when Varnashrama Dharmam existed, Brahmanas won't allow this to happen. They took care of this side of it. It will be very difficult to question them. They won't allow. And kings were advised by them. So naturally, Brahmanam, Kshatriyam, Brahmam and Kshatram were strong. Now Brahmam and Kshatram doesn't exist. It's Vaishya and Shudra. So in their control, all these things are happening throughout the society. So much falsity, so much misconceptions and cheating is going on in the name of Yajnam. That is what, and lot of them, if you look, analyze it, you will see it either belongs to Tamasam or belong to Rajasam. None of them is Satvikam. None of them is Satvikam. So, Krishna is saying here, Vedam says Shraddha. First thing is Shraddha. So, but more than Shraddha, important thing is it all should come in the newspaper. That's where the Shraddha is. It all should, lot of Western people should come. And photographs must be taken. And they will take the photograph and they will put it into the YouTube and they will put it into all the... This is how it is. Then getting attraction from the world. For that purpose, a yajnam is performed. So, and so many other things also attached to that. Whatever it may be. Shraddha, bhakti, that astikya buddhi, Krishna calls it as. More important than that, what is the result? And giving it to him a name based on the Shastram for that yajnam. They create a name for that. They will consult people and develop a new name for that. All that, Krishna won't accept it. Agree with that. Therefore, he is saying this, Tamasam Parichakshade. He put it in one word, Tamasam Parichakshade. So, if the people who are performing that sacrifice, if they have bhakti and they have shraddha, even if there is some deficiency in there, it can become sattvikam. Provided those who are doing it, they have the bhakti and they have the shraddha. But those who are doing it, if they don't have shraddha, tamasam parichakshade, Krishna is saying. Because they have no shraddha in the shastram, they have no shraddha in the mantram, and they have no faith in the or belief in the yajnam either. So only what they want is result. Results must come. Then why you are doing this? Because we want to show to others that we have done this sacrifice. So such a yajnam, Krishna is calling us. Now you can understand where it belongs to. Tamogunam it is. Tamasam prajakshade, he says. So, so saying this, Krishna is completing this topic of yajnam. Topic of yajnam. While completing this, Krishna is saying to us one important thing. What's he saying? He's saying to us, make our life as a yajnam, especially householder. Especially householder. Because that yajnam for a householder is not all this big Ashwamedham, Rajasuyam and all that. That is not possible for an ordinary householder. But using this yajnam mood to create in a person to help each other spiritually and at the same time helping the poor or helping the purposes for which one's assets or wealth, what one has, utilizing it in the proper way without expectation of results, knowing very well to whom it all belongs to. Everything belongs to Krishna, isn't it? Krishna has given us something to live in this world. So, always to live in that consciousness that it is Krishna's that has been given and to hand it over to Krishna as much as possible, as and when possible, when we get that opportunity. And that is what Krishna, and to remain in that consciousness to live in this world. That is what Krishna is going to say in the next verse. If you look at it, you will see. That means, so, body, in doing that, body, the words, the mind, everything has to agree with us. Is it not? You can't have a conflict there. Mind has to agree. Body has to agree. And the words, what we do, and our activities has to agree. So, to turn the whole life into a yajnam, Krishna calls it as tapas. You see? And that is what tapas is, what is discussed next. Next, you can see that. How yajnam of life turns into tapas. So, you can see Shraddha where it is expected now. Krishna is saying here, first he spoke about Devata, is it not? Then he spoke about Aharam, the food. Then he spoke about yajnam. Now the next one, Krishna is talking about tapas. And finally, Krishna talks about Dhanam. Krishna talks about Dhanam. So, it is one of the important things. Which one? Tapas. Tapas is important because when it started with Devata, it was a very primary understanding, basic understanding. From Devata, it turned into Aharam, food. From Aharam, it has turned into Yajnam now. Now, up to this we have got so far. And Aharam, Devata and Yajnam, once this has all come in the right place, the person's life will be a tapas. It will be a proper tapas. Now, we know very well, we won't reach that standard what Krishna is expecting from us. It's not possible. But if we know these five things, wherever it is possible for us to do what we can, Kali Yugam, that is what is it is expected to also from us. We won't come to that standard what Krishna is talking about. That was possible when Varnashrama Dharmam existed. But how the whole thing will develop into tapas and eventually then that finally Krishna talks about Dharma, which we will tomorrow discuss. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.